United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! nonsense and the rubbish. We demand better, and we're going to get it by gum. Well, let's get right to the party panel, shall we? Very good. Bernard Whitman is a piece of human cotton candy. He's soft, pretty, and liberal, just like I like him. And Bill Spadia is a New Jersey Republican and the host of a TV show called Chasing New Jersey. I don't know if he's caught anything yet. You've got to ask Snooki, I guess. All right, half phone, half pen. Will dictate what the hell is wrong with the president. Today, he said this.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone. And I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
I've got a handful of pens, and I've got two phones. One up, Broseph. What the hell is wrong with the president? Did he lose his mind? I have a whole opinion, by the way, so ask me later.
Yeah, the same thing that was wrong with the previous president and kind of the one before him. The thing that's remarkable to me, and maybe our Democratic friend can help us out a little bit, back in 2007 and 8, the bookstores were filled with books like The Imperial Presidency, right? This was an unprecedented Bush-Cheney kind of power grab. And it was, actually. Charlie Savage wrote a great book about it. This was an entire kind of rationale for the original Obama presidency was to be against overweening executive power and executive authority. There's a great Q&A with him that Charlie Savage did for the Boston Globe in December 2007, and it's just filled with stuff like, well, warrantless surveillance of American citizens in defiance of FISA is unlawful and unconstitutional.
Wait, who said this again?
Senator Barack Obama.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how far he's gone from that. This is executive orders. This isn't necessarily signing statements.
Is he burning down the Reichstag?
He's not burning down the Reichstag. He's just acting like a president. But that is disappointing, especially considering how he ran for president.
All right, Camille. Hi.
Yeah, well, this is super interesting. I mean, the left hasn't completely disappeared on this issue, but any passion and fire that they had before when it was the other guy has seemingly disappeared. I have to admit that I am constantly surprised by the president, and I shouldn't be, but I'm constantly surprised by the ways in which he can totally contradict himself. Mm. I should stop doing that. This isn't quite surprising. Like, all of these folks apparently have a tremendous capacity for dishonesty and hypocrisy.
I will tell you this. Politics zaps greed. It zaps morals. It creates greed. And it's sad, Bernard.
Well, when you don't
why
have
did they lose their ideals?
No, but when you don't have a partner in government, when you don't have someone in the Speaker of the House that controls caucus, that can actually deliver legislation that the president can sign, you have to still go to work every day for the American people, and that's what the president has done. He said, you know what? If you don't give me legislation that I can actually sign, I'm going to go and do the job that I was elected to do and put the American people back to work. Look, here are the facts.
You would be, okay, by the way, Bernard, my new friend, welcome to the Independence, by the way. You would be having kittens if a Republican president did this. I know you would.
No, George W. Bush did the same thing.
In 2 years, you're going to come back and a Republican president, you would not be giving me the same malarkey talking point.
Here are the facts. The facts are the economy is expanding, went up 4.1% in Q3, but we're not adding enough jobs. 74,000 jobs is paltry. And what the president said to his cabinet is, we need to put America back to work. We need to grow the economy. And if the Republicans in the House cannot get their act together and work with the Democrats, then he's going to do something about it.
Like
I don't think there's anything
wrong with
that.
You know what? They're all as useful as teats on a boar.
Well, it's
hi,
a nice
how
narrative.
Are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great.
Great.
It's a nice narrative that they're trying to portray. I think the problem is that the president did have the House and the Senate when he got there. He had his guys. He got his legislation. It was called Obamacare, and the American people threw the bums out. And I think that's the problem. So now he's changing the narrative and saying, okay, I've got these guys on Capitol Hill that have, by almost every poll that you see, a low teens approval rating. He's saying, well, I've got the perfect boogeyman. Let me go make them the enemy, and it's not working. Look at his approval ratings.
Two things here, Bill. Number one, he knows he's going to lose big in the midterm elections. He knows it. And this is a concession by saying, I have a phone, I have a pen. I don't care what you do at the polling place. This is what I'm going to do. And that's bad news bears. Second, if you're asking Dr. Kennedy, and thank you very much for asking, the president is clearly depressed. He is detached from the job. He is upset, apparently, according to the National Enquirer, newspaper.
Michelle's leaving him?
At the state of his marriage, yes.
I heard that.
And who knows if that's true, but he clearly is exhibiting the signs of someone who is so distracted and despondent and depressed. I think he needs antidepressants.
Because he's showing up to work and is challenging the
class. He's not showing up to work mentally.
Look,
physically he is.
If this riles up the Republicans to actually do something like pass immigration reform, which will be a huge boon to the economy, so much the better.
Do you at least, though, have a problem with the hypocritical nature of what's happening here, the notion that there is a legislative and an executive and
here's,
a judiciary branch?
Right. Here's
but,
right,
but, can you, but before you get ready to sort of give me a standard talking point, we can at least admit that this is not what we would like to see happen, right?
If this was someone else, you have a problem with. The problem with Barack Obama is that he does not spend enough time with members of his own party and the other party. The problem with
because
D.C. is the polarization.
The
no, it's not just
well,
it's because,
maybe it is.
It's because he is a little bit detached, he's a little bit aloof, and if he had spent more
and
time
kind
in the
of
first
hypocrite.
Few years
you know what? If you,
of actually developing
if you
relationships
look at some of the,
in a party, then we'd be in a better spot.
If you look at the symptomology for people who are prescribed Lexapro, all the embattled New Jersey Governor Chris Christie gave his State of the State address today, briefly apologizing again for the bridge fiasco that he may or may not have known about, but he totally knew. All right, Bill, you were there.
Hello.
Hey, Stick.
Hey, Jeffrey.
And I like those people.
I do, too. That's the independents on Fox Business.
Oh, well, that figures.
But that's pretty – I mean, you listened to almost all of that. You think the president's decided to make himself king?
Yeah. He did that in 2008. He said, I'm going to be king, so I'm going to go ahead and systematically destroy things a certain way. And he's getting it in, you know, because he's got a lot of things out the way. And so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, he's decided to be king.
It's good to be king.
I guess it is. I wish I could be king.
King for a day.
Well, anyway, good morning, everybody, here on WSOM 600 AM. You are listening to After
Morning
with Tracy and Friends. I'll get that together sooner or later.
Man,
just
this,
like,
this is hard.
Yes, just like on my checkbook, I'm still signing 2013.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm used to coming in here at noon, and I'm playing around, you know, doing my show prep and stuff, and
yeah.
You got to do that the night before now.
Yeah, you sure do, and you know what? And I got in, and I had to cook yesterday, so I could not.
So what'd you make that was good?
You know what? I made fried greens, Parmesan potatoes,
ooh.
And the greens had mushrooms in them, too.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was really good.
Yeah.
And then I just had some other type of bean, because we're doing all vegetables this week.
Oh, okay.
No meat, and that's been a thing for us. Every first of the year we go on a fast.
Okay.
To fast and pray for the year about for direction and what
mm-hmm.
we need to do. I know a lot of people don't do that, but you know what? Even if you did that as a non-spiritual thing, it is really good for your body to not get not have to eat so much. Because of certain things that are going on,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to eat so much.
Well, you know, my wife's been on that vegetarian thing for a while, and
yeah.
Dr. Danielle's finally starting to introduce some fish and stuff back into her diet.
Yeah.
But after about 2 weeks, she couldn't eat everything that was on her list.
Mm.
You know, for some reason, the fiber and the bulk. Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
That's Steve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That always happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That always
all right.
happens.
That's all okay.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, you know, so.
What was that?
That's your boyfriend.
Screaming? Like a girl?
Screaming.
No, that's I don't want to get to put his business out there, but he's in charge of somebody and he has to.
Oh,
deal with
okay.
them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. He mentioned it before. Okay.
They need your organization. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah,
they
need your organization.
I thought y'all was getting it.
Nice dress, Diva.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I need to talk to Diva's pastor.
Hey, I was trying to. My friend works for BB. PA Compass, whatever, he's an underwriter. And he's telling me ever since some new regulations have come in effect, their loans have dropped significantly. Like a lot of people that were qualifying for loans just last year are not qualifying anymore. It's going to be saying it's really going to hinder the housing market. He's just called me and told me. And he actually voted for Obama. He's just talking about how this is a bad regulation that they put out because, you know, he's in banking. It's really going to ruin everything.
Yeah, it's that Dodd-Frank regulation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you know, every time these people stick their fingers in something, they screw it all up. You know, they had a really good piece of legislation in what was that Alabama that kept the commercial banks and the investment banks separated?
Glass-Steagall.
They had really good. It worked for 50, 60 years, and the Republicans, the Republican Congress, and Bill Clinton, Democrat, signed it,
right,
and separated it. And that's the big part of all this mess.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Is letting those people get together, but then they passed Sarbanes. They passed Sarbanes-Oxley, which made it worse. Then they passed Dodd-Frank, which made it worse yet.
Worse yet.
Because from what my local banker tells me, they have to have a certain percentage of their loans in each different kind of loan, like car loans, houses, so on and so forth. So if they have more people that are qualified for houses than they have the loan on cars, they're not allowed to take that percentage out of the car money and put it into home loans.
You know what? We better let this happen quickly because I think he's going to get interrupted again. Okay. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, yo. Hey, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Jeff, this marks an historic year for one group that I mostly bring up.
What's the story? Go ahead. Come on.
Well, Charles T. Russell.
Oh, no. You're talking about some kind of prophecy? No. They're a cult and they're a false prophet because of what they believe. Sorry, Steve. I can't do it. We're not doing it. We're not going to glorify them here. Thank you.
You can woo diva. You can talk politics, but we're not going
down
that highway.
We're not going there.
Well, come on, Jeff.
They don't count. Do you know there's not enough of them to even matter?
Well, let's say they pray for that kingdom or God's kingdom.
They can pray for the kingdom to come all they want to. They think he's an angel. I'm not with it. Okay?
Even so, Jeff,
you're so mean.
Yes, I am, ain't I?
They pray for God's kingdom because they want to see an end.
Well, they pray for what God? What God is it? What God is it? Because the God they're talking about, it does not represent the one that I believe in. So I'm saying
they believe in is Jehovah.
Well, they say that, but they don't describe Jehovah as what it is, and that's why I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, now, what does that have to do with housing and mortgages?
Nothing.
Because they're fed up with this corrupt system. They're fed up with the.
Well, I'm glad they're fed up. I'm glad they're fed up because I'm fed up too.
They believe that he was Satan was cast down from heaven that year, and that's the reason why we have the problems that
we
have on earth.
Thank you, Steve, because that's the craziness. Satan has been cast down from heaven tons and tons. No, sir.
He was thrown. Remember you reading
Thank you, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
We're about to go to take
right,
a short
right,
pause
right.
for the calls.
And we'll be back here, Alabama, and we'll get back into this stuff because
yeah,
it's really important.
This is very important.
Leave
my phone. You too, Diva. We got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Diva. We'll be back.
We're about to take a short pause for the calls. Mornings with Tracy and friends, Jeff and Sticks in the air chair, doing our thing and talking to you and calls online.
Diva.
Been eating while you at it.
what you were hearing when you had your little dress on?
My birthday was Saturday, so I was headed to my birthday celebration.
Oh, I'm late. Cumpleaños your sleeves. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. I don't know how to say thank you in Spanish. I
gracias.
Gracias. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Hey.
Jeff was telling me I need to repent.
For what? Ain't nothing wrong with that dress. Ain't nothing wrong. You should be
oh,
surprised.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with it? I like it, man.
I have been getting some inboxes either about the dress or my date. I was like, dang, people, it's not that serious.
Well, I mean, you know how people
I thought
are.
I looked good. I thought I looked hot that night.
Hey, they say you got to get the love from church folk, right?
Oh, like that.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is.
You wear what you want to wear. As long as you're not there, I mean, it's a certain, there is a line to cross, but I don't think she crossed the line.
I didn't either. I was like, gee.
I've seen a lot of women cross the line. And honestly, if a woman has it and she shows it a certain way with class, you can show what you have. You can show your body with class, and it's still respectable. A guy can look and see, okay, she got a fat ass. You can see it, but it doesn't. But it's classy. Like, you go in banks with women nowadays, and you gonna see. You know what you're looking at. I mean, it ain't got that. You know what I'm saying? In a dress for a woman, I think it's great. I think if you do it right and dress it, I like a lady. I like ladies. I don't like sluts. So, and you wasn't slutty, so you look good.
Oh, now if you'd have caught me when I was 22. But,
I mean, even still, I look when you go to a club or something, like when people go out or something like that, I'm sure you're not going to go to a club with a dress. I've seen women in church with that dress before. I've seen women in church with
white
before. I have seen it. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, wow. I would never wear that dress to church.
It's harder to go to the gym nowadays. I mean, damn, that's when you go see stuff and you be like, and then the women get mad if you look, and I'm sitting like, well, baby, you came in here with some tights on, you on the leg extension, legs off straight, and you with all these pins, what you think they gonna do? They gonna look.
Listen to you. You're supposed to be getting your workout on.
Look, I hate to see women. Women kill me with that coming to gym. You know, but you should, you know, I'm like, babe, you come here with your butt out. You got to, you know, women, this is the thing. Women know what they got. You got a huge behind. Especially out about it. You come in the gym and you know you got a big butt. Respect women. I know they got big butts, but they got a shirt tied around their waist. I like that because they're not trying to show off. But when you come in there with a sport bra on and some tights and wondering why you can't get your workout on, don't be, come on, man. Come on,
are you driving?
Yeah.
With the window down?
No, the window ain't down. That's just the tires calling me, man. I got the window down. I let the window down. That's the window down. Big difference. That's why I be mute my mic, because everybody be like, somebody making noise. That's Alabama. I'm finally the one that make the noise.
Okay.
They always want to mute my mic. They mute my mic every time some noise happens, especially when Jeff ain't. For some reason, I'm quick. Even when I ain't talking, I get muted. That's just how it is.
Because you can't hear all that noise in the background. You really can't. It's distracting.
I gotta make this money.
True. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I know what I want to talk to. I'm glad you're on. I started working out and found myself changing my eating habits. Meaning, I put my
crowd, hope and change. And his top mission, creating stars and commission. Worldwide abortion, you a citizen pay. Control the masses. Healthcare then passes. No reading the bill before the vote.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Taxing the rich guy so Congress can still buy. Economy's playing a 6-hour note.
There's a thousand things that
I
need to do. Start doing something.
Wasting away in Barack Obama's hill. 2 years ago, it's still the same. It didn't looking change. For my hope, changing a job.
Jobs.
Still waiting for jobs, are we not?
Some jobs. Say that well, you can't have jobs when you can't have industry.
You're not allowed to have industry. Why should you have...
You have to make CO2 to have industry.
Yeah, no, we don't want plants to do better out there because
yeah,
they need CO2 to live,
can't
right?
Can't make plant food. No plant food.
That's so crazy.
That's so crazy.
So let's get back to Alabama telling us about this mortgage thing. You still there, Alabama?
Alabama.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
So what was your friend telling you?
He's just a writer. He's just telling me he lives in Birmingham, but he works the market out in Arizona. And he was just telling me how when he tries, he's looking at loans now that would get through very easily, and a lot of people are getting turned down. I don't know why he didn't really go into it, but he just was like, this is a dumb thing that they've done because it's going to hurt the economy all in all. Like, the housing affects everything, and he was just saying, the economy's going, he expects a double dip directly because of this. Like, he expects the economy really to topple over within the next, he's like, man, this is going to hurt us real bad because the regulations have gotten crazy.
To say the least, the regulations have gotten crazy. You're right. It's so crazy but people don't understand. Nobody that argues with me politics reads his books.
No.
They never read his books.
Not true. I'm still trying.
Okay.
It's a very boring
book.
Well, you're still
oh, you're on the way then. I mean, you're in the middle of it, Diva. That's fine. I'm not going to accuse you of not being a person to follow up because you follow up. But there's a lot of people on my site that I don't know if they can read a book because the way that they speak like they're the like they really, really know something, and they bring up these stupid posts that are not true. In other words, they don't understand what a hit piece is versus a regular dialogue, really the truth a news report is. See, a news report is a news report, but a hit piece is a hit piece. And, you know, they go on both sides. You know, there's Obama hit pieces and there's, Bush and whatever hit pieces. And so, therefore, you have to sort out the truth in between the lines, because everything that they claim Obama...
I've been the victim of a hit piece before.
me three. So I understand it, and that's the nature of politics. But the problem is when you have people arguing the points excessively because they want their side to be right, and they just look ignorant. And I feel sorry for the people that do that, and it's on both sides. But once again, that goes on both sides as well. But you have to look at what's going on. Look at where the man told you that your electric costs have to go up under his plan. But you vote for him any doggone way, and then you wonder why there's no damn jobs.
Oh, language.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm using that in the term of the damn means condemned. There's no damn jobs, okay? So my point is this, is why aren't you looking at what's happening to you and the people around you? This is important. Nobody's loaning money. I just drove through an intersection that usually is bumper-to-bumper traffic, and you could have threw a handful of pennies and not hit one car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I guess it's where you are, because down here where I'm at, I see things picking up. So
you're in the capital city.
I'm not talking about the capital city. I rarely travel into the city.
You're 10 miles out. You're 10 miles outside the city, Diva.
30 miles outside the city, thank you very much.
Okay. He was saying he had a guy that makes $25,000 a month, has a couple of tire shops out there in Arizona, and he deals with people in California over in the West Coast. And he was saying that these people were getting rejected for like $700,000 a loan, which is nothing for a guy making that kind of money.
Exactly.
How much is your friend making a month?
$25,000.
Right now, he's saying the mortgage payment was going to be around like maybe $5,000, a little less than that, maybe $4,800, somewhere in there. But the guy makes about $25,000 a month. He's putting down like 15% cash. They still didn't want to finance it. I don't know the regular. I can call him back and ask him. We didn't talk that long. He was just telling me how things have been messed up since last week. I think it went into effect last Tuesday, something like that. But he said it's just really screwing everything up.
Well, here, no, the outlook, look at last month's report and look at how...
75,000 jobs. That doesn't even keep up with people that are entering the workforce.
There's nobody in there. You have 93
well,
million people not working.
Jeff, you know what's happening, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're building a huge... We're doing the same thing that happened in the Soviet Union. We're building a huge underground economy.
Oh,
they
yeah.
claim there's 93 million people that have dropped out of the workforce that aren't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are working. They're all working under the table. They're mid-40s, early 50s. Mama's got a job with insurance, and they're roofing houses, and they're working out of the back of their pickup truck, and they're picking up a few bucks here and a few bucks there because they're not going to lower themselves to go work for minimum wage because they don't have to.
Right.
I mean, that's what's going on in the United States now. I mean, I can guarantee you if we would start looking around, we can find people making 40, 50 grand a year under the table.
Probably.
Doing legal stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me interject something right there. I agree with you, but I disagree in a certain sense because one of the problems we have with our economy is we have about 20, 30 million people over here that don't belong, that are working jobs,
right,
and not all picking fruit. A lot of these people
right.
have jobs, and take the construction industry. There are many people I know that are black, that have skills, that can do lay roofs, frame houses, that can't work jobs because you got these Mexicans coming over here, jumping up on roofs, doing them for $400. I mean, that's what they do. And they live in it's 10 of them to a house. They all pay $20 a month for rent. $40 or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, that's what's killing a lot of jobs because they're
right.
filling a lot of voids that a lot of these jobs, people like, well, Mexicans don't do good jobs. They don't do the good jobs. That's a lie. Mexicans
well,
coming over here, and they ain't making $5 an hour no more. That's a myth. Mexicans, they come to Birmingham, there's a large, especially BBVA companies, they actually do a lot of loans for these Mexicans. That's what he told me. The guy was Hispanic that has the tire shop. These people are illegal, and they're making good money, filling gaps with needs that blacks and people that are American-born citizens can do.
Oh, you have no idea about this one, because black people have now become irrelevant after 2016. You won't even see them being courted for a vote. You'll see them hollering and screaming on the sidelines about how some people are doing them wrong, but nobody's going to listen because they're not going to matter. They don't have enough people to matter, and they don't have any financial strength to matter if they don't change their what they're doing right now.
You're right about the Mexicans. I mean, I saw there was a crew of Mexican roofers running around the western part of Mahoning County, and I tell you what, don't tell me they don't do good work, and don't tell me they don't work hard and fast. They came into a place and did a roof close to one of my rental properties. They were on that job at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was tore off and re-roofed by noon, and they were on their way to the next house.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, no slowing down, no stopping. You know, I mean, the competition's there.
And if somebody paid them cash,
I guarantee you they were
it's
paid cash.
Horrible work. I'm just saying.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No,
either.
They don't. Maybe
no.
maybe you found some that did, but that's not true. They do some doggone good work because they came in my neighborhood and they did about three or four houses. And believe you me, I'm looking for Manuel. Okay, so don't. I'm being facetious.
Well,
Manuel,
I have to say, the guy who takes care of my lawn. Now he does good work, but. Some of the houses that I've seen being put around here, not so very good. I hear a lot of complaints, so not.
Depends on what they're paying, too. Unlisted caller, you're in there.
Sitting here just shaking my head at the gross general statements.
Oh, okay.
All
good
black
deal.
People this, all Mexican people this. I swear you guys live in a bubble. You
there
guys
we go
just,
with the bubble talk.
Because you know what you're doing? Anyone that talks like that, whether you're black, white, or purple, when you start making blanket statements for an entire group of people. It just shows me the limited scope of your interactions with people.
Well, who made a blanket statement? Who made a blanket statement, Brown?
Every one of you. Each and every
people,
one of you did.
When did I make it? Tell me, cite when I made a blanket statement. Cite it. When did I say something blanket?
Give her for instance, Brown.
You asked me a question, I'd be happy to answer. Each and one of you, Jeff, black people are going to become irrelevant after 2016. Them,
oh, yeah.
Every black person, black people are going to become irrelevant after 2016. You guys speak of Mexicans as they're just one group of people to do. Actually, you guys are about 25, maybe the 40 years behind the times when it comes to Latino labor, because we've been dealing with it in Southern California for the longest. So it's finally catching up to you. So you seem a little bit behind the times there. And I guess these folks have just spread out and spread their wings. I don't know.
Making blanket statements to where we're sounding like, coming off sounding like bigots or something.
I didn't say bigots. I just say, I didn't necessarily say bigots, but it can be construed as bigotry because all Mexicans aren't the same and doing the same thing.
We didn't say all Mexicans.
We didn't say that.
Slash one. Oh, God, listen to yourself.
We didn't say all Mexicans. We were talking about the people that we deal with. And that's the reality, and that's the truth. If you deal with people who give you a
limited scope,
if you deal with certain group of people or certain people who give you a bad experience,
I'm not here to argue.
You are allowed
to
speak on
that experience. If you guys think you sound enlightened, if you think you sound enlightened or culturally aware, or have really interacted.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I don't know what it is about California.
It has nothing to do with California. It just has to do. I'm listening to the way
you
guys talk. Yes, because
y'all just on another level. Y'all on another playing field.
I speak for myself. I'm not speaking for anyone else. I just happen to live in California. And I'm from California because I know Mexican people that are lawyers. I know Mexican people that are doctors. I know Mexican people that own businesses, and I know Mexican people that are laborers, just like what you speak. But apparently, you guys haven't met the doctors. And the lawyers.
That wasn't what I said. They're taking skilled labor jobs like you just cited. Those are skills. You have to have a skill to be able to do those jobs. So you're making my point.
I've been experiencing that for 40 years.
Okay, hold on a second. Go ahead, Sticks, because we're getting ready to go to break anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to change the conversation. We were talking about people who were taking illegal people who are undocumented and here illegally, that are taking skilled labor jobs,
exactly,
construction jobs, and doing them at a lesser rate because they're undocumented. They don't even get minimum wage, and they're paid cash by and large. And they're jobs that people that are here legally that pay taxes should be doing.
Anyway, and unless the caller, I want you to hold on because we're going to take a break here.
It's been going on for that like that for a long time, Sticks.
Hold on, Brown. I'm going to let you get it in. Right on the other side of the break, we'll be back. Morning, Tracy and friends, we'll be right back.
How many breaks?
Yeah, Brian, I was saying the same point he was just making. I mean, I feel like a lot of these workers do come over here. I did real estate full-time 5 years. I employed a lot. I had a crew of Mexican workers. I'm going to be honest. A lot of the black workers wouldn't show up. They try to trick you. Mexicans showed up. They worked hard. Now, that part of it, you got to be able to compete in a free market system to show up and do your job. You're not going to do that then. I'm sorry. Then you deserve to get your jobs taken. But at the same time, I'm not making that sweeping statement. All black people are all Americans. I don't think all of us are lazy and don't want to work.
Jeff made that statement.
That's the going story, though.
He covered black people. Do you know any?
No, but what Jeff was speaking to is a political climate that is changing. The fact of the matter is that as Hispanics on
the
rise, the number one minority, their vote is going to be more so than black people's.
You people,
so they're
going to
have the political power over us. That's all he was saying. He wasn't trying.
You know what? That applies to some folks. That those blanket statements covering the whole group shows the scope of the world. And then I've been in the Midwest and I've been in the South, and it's true. I guess it's true for your area and what you see. And
What did I say that's so closed-minded and uncivilized like California, like they just got it all together? But what did I say that's so sweeping about the whole black soul? Well, I didn't say nothing about, and I do think we are being irrelevant because there's not as many of us.
You ask me a question, I'll answer it. I'll answer it, and we don't have to argue with each other. It's just my experience is just different than yours. Does it make it better? Does it make it worse? I think I just see Mexican people all the way from the laborers to doctors and lawyers and business owners. They cover all scopes. They cover all areas of society.
We're not talking about lawyers and doctors. We're talking
about...
Well,
you talk about our Mexican people and you're only talking about... Hold on.
Brown, you made a great point, though. How become more like lawyers and doctors? Whose tax dollars pay for them to get their education? Yours and mine.
Not every
American.
Mexican here is an illegal person. Not every Mexican here.
Okay, then. So if they're Americans,
people.
Then we're not even talking about them. Then if they're taxpaying American citizens,
but you
say leave it alone. We're not talking about them.
Cover them all,
well,
you guys.
We're talking about Americans,
great.
Man. Americans
talking
are being
about illegal.
Put to the
you're
side.
Not talking about
yeah.
people who are here illegally, Brown. That's what I'm confused at what you're hearing.
You guys,
because
you
talking
guys live
about
out here in the Midwest, and you guys live in a culture that's not like the culture out here. Because there are Mexican.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I can't do
it's
it.
It's the truth. You got, where have you been?
Dude, just because, look, you got African Americans, Mexican Americans, you got Asian Americans, all types of different Americans, but they are Americans. So we're not talking about them because they pay taxes. But people that come over here illegally and don't pay taxes are putting a drain on your state is bankrupt right now because they want to just give everybody that comes over that wants something free stuff.
Another ignorant statement.
Then explain to us why California, as rich in resources as that state is, why can't they get their budget together?
Who says the budget's not together? They've passed.
Why have they struggled for years?
They have
the
balanced budget.
Under control.
California is bankrupt, man.
They have only segments. It's like California has two classes. The very rich and the very poor. You rarely have a very, very small.
When was the last time you've been to California?
It's been a while since I've
been
to California.
Stop talking about stuff you don't know.
No, my brother lived in Irvine for years. I used to visit California all the time. Irvine's one of the best areas in Orange County. I used to fly in all the time. So, I mean, just because you're from California doesn't necessarily mean that everything you say about the nation knows that your state is running bankrupt. Your state, people are moving, the population, the wealthy are leaving, moving to Texas and Arizona. That's why their population, many people
are
leaving California
that,
because of high tax rates.
Statistics that you read. You guys read something and think it's just a general rule.
That's why Schwarzenegger got elected because the mayor, the guy before him, was messing up. Man, he was a Democrat before Schwarzenegger got in there.
So well though, man, I couldn't.
Looking for my home, changing a job.
You a
some people say that there's no bomb or the blame.
12 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock in the morning here on Wednesday, January. What is this? The 14th? I don't even know. I can't even tell you. Anyway. It is cold outside again, Sticks.
Yes.
So.
Well, no, it's not too bad. I mean, 40 above is worth better than 12.
Is it 40? Because I saw snowflakes when I walked in the
door.
Oh, you
did?
Yeah.
It was a little icy, but it ain't no 12 below.
No. I mean, you know, when we were 12 below, I haven't felt that cold in a long time, and I was rooting for global warming. Come on, bring it on. That's what I want. I want more of that global warming. But anyway, what can you say? You know, the whole Earth at one time was pretty temperate, they say, historically. So if they figure that, why is this such a huge problem for some zones to get a little warmer? And they think that they don't have any measurement that says that the doggone, you know, we're going to have a mile inland water,
You know, because the ice caps are melting, and, you know, whatever, which is not the truth anyway.
On one hand, they tell you that at one time the whole Earth was a tropical paradise and we had dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, they tell you the globe, for some reason, is going to get warmer because of human activity.
Yeah.
How can you have it both ways?
Tell me, because
I ain't figured that out either.
When man came on the Earth, did we put out all the doggone volcanoes?
Well, you know, maybe
you guys do know
really
that global warming,
that's another thing. You know, they holler about greenhouse
weather.
The largest producer of greenhouse gas on the planet is methane from natural decomposition.
Right.
More tons of that than all of human activity.
Cut down all the trees, doggone it. Forget that.
Yeah.
Cut them down. No more growing of crops. What the heck do you need to feed those people for?
Swamp gas.
Yeah, what do you need to feed people for?
We got too many people on the planet anyways, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Unlisted caller, not Brown. You're in there. Hello? Is my chat room in at all?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, unlisted caller in the chat room. Is that the new female caller I have there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. That guy
is just... All Californians, everyone I met, they're all the same. I mean, that
is
crazy.
Brown.
I mean, this guy, doesn't he know that Stockton is broke?
Who's broke?
Stockton, California.
During the break, he was saying his state is not bankrupt. He was saying California is not bankrupt, and we just, because of all the illegals and all the social programs.
United States is bankrupt. What are you talking about?
Well, we know that.
The whole damn
country
is bankrupt.
The United States is
bankrupt. I didn't say we weren't. I didn't say we weren't, but your state
so
is worse off than the country
you're
right
the
now.
United States.
Okay, let's talk about the loans.
Who are you, first off?
Yeah, because the other day I applied
Who
for
are
a
you,
loan.
First off?
Loan
Wait
that
a minute,
was,
Brown. That's not your business. That's my business. Let her go,
the
and then
loan,
we'll ask her later.
The loan that I was, you know, a loan that I was able to qualify for naturally, these people rejected me. I'm like, are you serious? I just got the loan from you last year. All I'm asking you is that I paid the loan off, that I just want another secure loan.
Wow.
I'm like, are you serious?
Well, that's the new regulations. The new regulations with these banks have changed.
Just gave me how much money last year on my signature. All I had to do was sign on a piece of paper, and all I'm asking you to do is just resecure the same amount because the loan is paid off. And they told
you're
me
you're from
New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to say Jersey or just a little north of New York.
Huh?
Are you from Jersey or just a little north of New York?
No, guess where I'm from.
Florida.
Where?
I'm from
Florida.
Louisiana.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
Born and raised?
What
huh?
Part of, what?
Born and raised?
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Is your family from Jersey or somewhere in New York?
No.
Because you got
a Jersey
accent.
Yeah.
No.
You got a Jersey, New York accent. I agree with Diva on that one.
No.
But that's all right. That's all right. What, you from New Orleans area?
Yeah. I'm from New Orleans. I live in the capital city now. And I moved here after Katrina, came here. And
Shreveport.
I'm like, no.
Baton Rouge.
Call it
Baton Rouge. Okay.
Baton Rouge. Right. And when I came here, my mentor always instilled in me that, you know, you should always join the credit union because the credit unions are a little bit more friendly.
It's true.
And the credit union, I've been a member of the same credit union since 2005, and then all of a sudden, it started changing hands. Like, it went from one credit union to another credit union, and everything was okay. Then we went to another credit union, and that was even better. Now we're part of a national credit union, and the people in New Orleans are telling the people in BR that you can't have a signature loan. I'm like, you don't know me. You don't know how I pay my bills. How you going to tell me what I can have and what I can't have? Didn't I just pay that loan off? And they said, yeah. They started running some calculation numbers. I went to the credit union and I told them, I said, look, because we have established a relationship, that's the only reason why I'm not pulling out my money. But guess what? If you ever walk out of here, guess what? They can just take their yellow pencil and just color me out. Because guess what? I can go and deal with Capital One, or I can deal with another bank in here.
Well, the whole thing is that because of government regulation and all of the things that the government is putting their hands on to destroy, people are slowly starting to wake up. And they're slowly waking up because they're not realizing, you know, because they were swept away with, you know, with all of these things of hope and change, and we're going to do
come
it
on,
for
Jeff.
You. We're going to keep
Jeff, you're politicizing something that's not that political. It's real simple to see what happened, and I lived through it and did business throughout it.
You are mistaking what I'm saying, Brown, and you're
I'm
not understanding.
You're,
but I'm not done, and only you know what the Bible says
ahead,
about speaking
ahead,
before the
ahead,
end of a
ahead,
matter.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, once again, like I said, people were swept away with hope and change, and they
correct.
Did not look. They did not look at what the government was saying and proposing. They have now implemented a huge part of a plan that is going to strangle the people. And the government is supposed to be of, for, and by the people. That's what we're dealing with here. I'm not telling you that it was just his fault, because it wasn't just his fault. This has been going on for years. Through Republican and Democrat presidents alike. And now they have gotten to the point where the government controls the people more so than the people control the government.
May I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what that has to do with banks and banks tightening their loan requirements. Because if you've had credit lines, let me speak.
Dodd Frank, it's part
I
don't of
the
Dodd Frank.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
I don't have a bad credit loan.
After the home, you don't have to have bad credit. I have excellent credit too. I've had credit lines that reduced from 15,000 down to 5.
Go ahead,
no
make
reason
your point.
Whatsoever. It's just now starting to move back. And if your credit union isn't extending a signature loan to you that they once did, it probably doesn't have as much to do with you as to some signature loans that went bad. So they institute a policy. It probably doesn't have that much to do with you at all. As far as everyone in California speaking, telling you the same thing, 33 million people here are better.
Which means
if you think that 35 million people have some uniform opinion about anything, you can't even get 15 people on these telephone lines to have a uniform opinion. So you can't stick 33 million people and think that you're going to hear the same thing all the time. I'm thinking that you've spoken to a very small segment of the population. As far as what I was saying, I'm spot on. The Latin populations are relatively new to Alabama. They're relatively new to Ohio. They're relatively new to these other places. In California, they happen to be indigenous. There have been Mexican people here that were Americans or lived here and never left before California even became a state.
But we're not talking about those.
So, Brown,
people.
If we're making a point about the whole country, why is it that you have to liken it to some people that are indigenous, that are even what you said when the break, Americans?
Because it's a different.
So we're not talking about
Americans-born
citizens. We're talking about illegals that are taking skilled labor jobs from Americans. What's wrong with that?
We're talking about the legal people bringing their illegal relatives over here. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
You have to
right.
know
you're not
somebody.
Talking. We're not talking about naturalized citizens. We're not talking about people who have been here for generations who are of Latin descent. We're talking about the people that snuck into the country.
Well, then it would help if you would specify that.
We have.
We did.
We said illegal. We said illegal.
My statement about
citizens.
The roofers was,
it would help
if you weren't listening,
Brown. If you don't want to be misunderstood,
where they legalize marijuana,
you weren't
listening. You don't want to be misunderstood.
You
why don't you specify
were
that?
Not listening.
How?
Because you
How
were
not
listening.
And you get
on,
what
Diva,
you were
Diva,
not.
Diva,
when
Diva
I made my statement about the roofers.
He's smoking that grass this morning.
When I made my statement about the roofing company,
why would you say something demeaning? Look, country ass lady, I'm 1,000 times smarter than you. Make more money than you and everything.
No.
No, don't you.
Well, we ain't doing that.
Brown, come on now. You know, I get it too, and you know. I understand. Cool.
I get why
chill
he's
out.
Upset.
Hey, Jeff, I'm about to go.
All right, Jeff, I'm about to go.
But let me ask you guys a point. Let me ask you a point. Why is it? And this is I'm not trying to start a battle or anything. Why is it when a person gets offended, they have to brag about the money they got? What's that mean? Because money's easy to get. Anybody can get money. Why is that always? I have money, so kiss. You know, like.
No, I
don't
thought
dare
he said
touch
he
me.
Was
I'm
a
one
lot
of the Titans.
Than her.
Yeah, like it just, I don't know. I just don't get that. Like that, and then black people do that more than whites. I'm sorry.
My whore.
Hey, look, everybody.
Nobody.
I know we're on secular radio. I mean, not
terrestrial.
Secular, terrestrial radio. And we can't have, you know. So please refrain from cursing. We'll see you back on the other side of the news. Mornings with Tracy and Friends.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday.
Brown, are you there?
Who's this?
I think they. He, yeah.
Are you there, Brown?
You don't even have to even try to talk to me. Go ahead and talk to Alabama. Argue with him. I'm not with.
No,
him.
I just there shouldn't
I'm
be
I'm
no
not with
arguing.
It. I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm not with
that's
it.
Between you and old, that's between
I'm
you and Huddle, ladies
Why
and Bandaroos, man.
Why don't you guys talk to each other? I don't have.
We ain't saying
nothing
about you, Brown.
This ain't about me.
We ain't
right,
attack you,
mean,
though, dog. We
guys
care.
Gonna talk
ain't nobody
to me
saying
anyway.
That about you.
All right.
We ain't attack you, man. That's between you and her. She the one, y'all the ones going at it. We just sitting here spectating.
And I'm the one up here trying to defend you.
I don't need any defense. I can
I
roll
mean,
by
I mean,
myself.
I'm saying,
though,
but
myself.
I get why you're upset. I'm
not that upset
because
this crazy-ass bitch is over here going to tell me I'm smoking weed. She doesn't know me with her country ass.
How
you going to
call me B?
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Who the fuck you talking to?
Ooh.
Bitch, you don't know me.
Brown,
yeah, fuck
Brown,
you.
Brown,
don't be fucking
Brown,
saying
Brown,
that
Brown,
insulting
Brown.
Me to me, bitch. I ain't saying nothing insulting to you.
Oh, my
fuck
gosh.
You think you talk
Brown.
Country,
Brown.
Brown.
All because
bitch.
She said you was
fuck
Brown.
You.
I don't think that.
No, nah, fuck
down,
that bitch.
Brown.
I don't take that bullshit from no country-ass fucking bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch, talking to me. Don't say no
oh
fucking shit sideways to me, bitch.
Talk to
you
your mother like
is.
That. Talk to
yeah,
your mama like that.
All right, well, you know where I stand, bitch.
You
dare say no fucking out of line to me. Bitch, I'll read you. I'll read your punk, broke country ass. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
You a hater.
Yeah, bitch, don't fucking say no wild ass shit to me.
Come on down here and let us put you on the first.
Yeah, you know what time it is, though.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man.
Get
on that weed. I'm
no, no, you can't say no. You can't say that. You can't say
oh,
that.
Come
this
on,
is the
you
thing
know what?
You
but that was hold on, though. Hold on, Diva. She said something, but it wasn't on the level of
right,
that.
It wasn't
that
on level
part.
For him to get mad like he does, like he did. But
I mean, even
I
if
think,
he did get offended, he didn't say something back. But what I'm saying, what did it have to take? Okay,
no,
you step in my shoe, so
I
pull a blade out and cut your throat.
No, it didn't have. That level. I don't know what. Maybe something's going on with Brown today because he's not
did
normally I, like this.
See, why are you mad? He called me a country ass woman. Did I get mad? Sure, I'm in the country. I love the woods.
Hold on. I'm from Alabama. Let me tell you something. Being from the South, people think we're stupid.
Alabama, we can't hear you.
Being from the South, people think you're
stupid. So, you're going to get that, especially from people from other. I went to college with people from California, L.A., New York. These people are very, you know, uppity when it comes to that
I
stuff.
Said, I said, people
but they're at a disadvantage because I'm going to tell you something. You never can – you don't know what I know just because I have a twang to my voice. You don't know what I know or what I have.
Because
another thing, you brag about having money, but that doesn't mean anything. I don't look at it like that. Doesn't give you more value. You know, but the older generation people do that more. They feel like they base their value off what they have more so than who they are as a person.
But Alabama, you know that is not normal for Brown. Brown normally does not get that upset. I don't know what triggered him. And
I mean, that's the first time he went that far, but he bites people all the time now.
I don't know him like that just from the radio, and I apologize if you have been subjected to that because that was very, very harsh and very, very foul, especially for a man to call a woman out their name like that. I've been there when they get it heated. But I also have to say I've never seen Brown get that upset. And he might still be here, and I know he like, you ain't got to defend me, but still, I'm like, I've never seen him get that upset, so I don't know what is causing him, because worse things have been said, and he's not gone to that level. So I don't know
that. He can call me Ms. B. That's what he can call me. And his voice sounds very familiar. Sound like somebody I dumped from California, to tell you the truth. That's what it sounds.
You know, I hate to see it happen like that, though. Y'all done got my morning off. I'm nice and wide awake. I was sleeping driving on the highway.
My ears are ringing because I don't do all the cuss words like that. I'm 34 years old, and I just, oh, my God, to hear people
talk. All I told him was his mama.
Lord have mercy.
I would never call anyone a B like that. And if he did, as old as he is, I would slap him in his face.
Yeah, bitch, I'd slap you back.
Oh!
So what the fuck you talking about? You talking about putting your hands on me? I would slap you right back, and you wouldn't slap no man again.
I would
fuck
shoot
you talking to? Bitch, go get you some salamanders. Leave me the fuck alone. Wouldn't nobody send you to your crazy ass.
I would shoot you then if you slapped me.
All right, now you shooting people. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit.
I'll
go get a loan
like
at the damn credit union. Don't be mad at me. It ain't my fault.
Don't be mad at me because you smoking weed.
I'm not mad at all. I can do what I want
to
do.
To call a woman
I didn't say anything out of line to you.
To call a woman a bitch? All you had to say was
you are a bitch. Bitch, you ain't dumped me. I don't know you. Hold, let me tell you something, bitch. You would never have a nothing. You would never have enough of nothing to even get close to somebody like me. I called you a bitch because you are a bitch. You don't like it, then what you going
to
do? You shoot me?
Baby, look. I don't have time to talk to you.
Then shut the fuck up and get off the goddamn line, bitch.
I pay the bill.
Bye. Hang the fucking phone up and shut up.
Make me.
You're an ignorant motherfucker. Look at you.
This is ridiculous.
Look at you. You dumped me?
This is ridiculous.
Bitch, you been dumped. Go get a man.
Make no
sense.
Go
get a man.
Get a man.
Go get a goddamn man.
You go get a man.
You go get a man. You country motherfucker.
Now
you swat by you, bitch.
You
now,
go
I'm
get a man.
That now.
You probably like men. That's why you don't have no respect.
Yeah, now
for
I like men. You going to shoot me. You are listen how ignorant you are. You said you going to shoot me. You going to slap me. Bitch, I'm laughing at you.
If you hit me, I'm going to put a bullet in your behind.
Yeah, now you go listen to
thinking
you
about
you ain't
things going
do
on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Good morning, good morning. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And we're talking to you about the things of the day and what's going on. We were talking a little bit about the banking and the things that were going on in that right now and that people are not able to find a loan here to get their things together. No petties loaning money like they used to.
Well,
and go ahead.
Well, they can't. I mean, this Dodd-Frank law is just absolutely tying the hands of all the lenders.
Yeah.
Unless you can get outside of the system, Well, for example, I was talking to my financial guy, and hedge funds right now are paying about 7% for borrowed money. So if you've got a pot of money laying in the bank and you can find the right guy, they'll pay you about 7% for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how medium-sized businesses are funding their expansions now, because the big banks won't touch them, and the little banks can't touch them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a mid-sized business, you know, you're probably talking $100 million a year business. That's a mid-sized business.
Mm-hmm.
And those companies are having to go through hedge funds and borrowing money through hedge funds. And that so really the real interest rate, the non-government subsidized interest rate right now is about 7%, he tells me.
Hmm.
But
aren't those risky, though? Isn't there a downside to those?
To get your funding. I mean, I was talking to my local branch manager, and if you walk in there, even with 20% down, say you want to buy a rental property, it's like using the F word in church.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, we heard a whole lot of F words during the break.
This is something else.
You know, so
Lord have mercy.
And the insanity of all this is you keep hearing about all these public housing projects. We want to build all this new public housing. You've got entire neighborhoods full of empty buildings, empty houses. Nobody can get a loan to fix them up and make them habitable again. So you've got public money going to build new houses and public money going to tear down old houses instead of letting the private sector, just turning the private sector loose and letting the private sector redo these neighborhoods and reclaim these neighborhoods to what they could be and what they once were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's schizophrenia at its core. Absolutely.
Have you heard of the housing collapse?
Okay, hold on, Brown. Nobody was listening to you because
it was 6 years ago.
Brown, we weren't listening because I had you turned down. So we're talking. We're back on the air, and Sticks just got finished saying some things, and so once again. We understand everybody getting excited and getting upset about being called a name or something like that, but let's get ourselves together and
it's a lovely thing. Yeah, play fairly. You know,
mm-hmm.
You've got cuss words and you've got people threatening to shoot people and slap people, but that's not me.
Well, I didn't hear none of that.
You
but
were threatening to shoot somebody.
That's exactly
we didn't hear that part.
Well,
okay, whatever. It's okay. It's over now.
It's whatever, right?
One other Californian said this. Can't we all just get along? Okay, so we're gonna try to do.
Today's Martin Luther King's birthday. Today's Martin Luther King's birthday, Jeff. So I'm not surprised you didn't know it.
I was very very well aware of it.
My goodness, Jeff.
You didn't know what day it was.
So mad at you right now.
20 minutes ago.
Hold on, Diva.
So mad at you right now, Jeff Green.
Why? What did I do?
You didn't get my text, nor Fitzgerald.
Yes.
You can.
Both
you
of
may
them.
Not ever want to. You may not ever want to speak to me again. But that was ridiculous. What went on during the break? And your
okay.
mic needs to be cut off because there's no way a man should a woman like that. That's,
okay.
That was ridiculous.
I shut his mic off twice and tried to bring it back in so we could get some kind of thing. But we're
Diva,
not going to do that over
Diva,
the air. It's
Diva.
Not important.
Right,
okay,
but
now,
Diva, listen to what
Brown,
she said.
No, we're not. I'm not.
Diva
I'm not doing
make the rules for me. She might make the rules for Diva.
There you go. I'm not
you
going.
You shut off the wrong guy.
Yeah,
Jeff.
I sure did. I
other
shut
unlisted
off
caller, we're sorry.
Yeah,
if you want
yeah.
to chime in, we're sorry we did.
Oh no.
Okay.
What he was saying was, you know, down here in the South, we have what they call acreage, and long
mm-hmm.
time ago, you can go and you can say. I want to borrow like maybe $30,000 off of 40 acres. And you
mm-hmm.
to the bank right now with acreage, they're not even loaning money on acreage. You know what they tell you? It has to be clear, developed land. So we
mm-hmm.
said to them, so what you're telling me, I have to get a bulldozer because I am from the country. You know, we do country things down here. And a backhoe,
mm-hmm.
and I have clear the land and let you come survey the land. You know they're making us clear the land and survey the land before they tell us how much money we can borrow off the land.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
I'm like,
I'll tell you what.
We could just
check
sign our name on that, and we could go and show you how to borrow money.
If you got rural land, check into Farm Credit Services.
We have what they call Brownsville down here.
No. Check into it's called Farm Credit Services, and it's a lender that specializes in rural land. They're all over the country. Farm Credit Services. Check into them. Look them up and see if there's a local office.
Probably not.
Yeah, there is. I'm sure there is. What town
are
you in?
I'll check. Thank you for that information.
What town are you in?
Where the land is?
Yeah. Or what town do you live in?
I live in BR.
How you spell that?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
In Baton Rouge. But my people are from up New Roads area, up that way, East Feliciana, West Feliciana. That is the country, you know, where we ride horses and we have horse day and everybody bring their horse out and all the girls saddle up.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, we have.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy is my favorite song, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
We'll leave that alone.
Yep. Alabama has Farm Credit Services. I got it right here on my internet.
Mm-hmm.
So just look them up. Ardmore, Alabama.
So you know what I decided I was going to do? I said to them, if they want to roll like that, then if I have to clear the land to be able to borrow the money, then I'll apply for a developer's license and do the same thing that they're doing and then go to HUD and put low-income housing on it and make some money off of it to get paid, because that's what they do. You have families and corporations down here that have acres and acres of land, and they've been doing that forever. Grandma used to walk in the bank, "How you doing, Miss Sue?" You know, Miss Sue would say, "You know, I want to pay this bill off. I'm gonna put up my so many acres."
How many people are getting underwater down there and losing their land?
Well, I mean, if the land is flat, you don't really lose the land. The land might get moist, or the soil might.
I'm talking about financially.
Yeah, lose your tax to
that. Foreclosure. Oh, the foreclosure market down here? I don't really know, but all I can tell you is that even in the suburban upper-class areas, you may see an average of 3 to 4 houses on every block that have for sale signs, or you can go to the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff Office. I do buy foreclosure houses while he's laughing. And you can see that you have numerous of homes that are in foreclosure, that these people, their gross monthly income might be $100,000. But it's because they have second and third and fourth mortgages on the same houses. And they just can't recoup. It doesn't matter if they're paying the monthly bills, just that the mortgage is so high that they just can't keep up. So what they're
doing is
they're forming neighborhood organizations, and they're saying, look, private, nonprofits, and we're saying, look, we don't want the neighborhood to go down, so what we'll do is we'll go to the bid, and we'll bid, and we'll take the money from the nonprofit that maybe was raised, and then we'll take the house, refurbish the house, whatever needs to be refurbished, and resell it. That's what country folks are doing.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to really, really see some things change, but I don't hold on to the fact.
The sad part now is that we have this flood insurance down here. So although you may qualify, like we have several houses, the people can qualify for the mortgage, but if they can't qualify for the flood insurance, guess what? They don't get the house. Flood insurance sometimes on a house down here is running up to $7,000.
Wow, that's something else. Well, We'll have to keep an eye out for that. But you know, there's all types of things going on with these markets and with the things that how should I say it like this? the people that that are going under are going under because of government regulation. They're going under primarily because how do you hire somebody off of their credit rating when you just had doggone near a depression in America? How do you do that? How do you not let somebody refi their property that they have equity in, and then on top of that, they can't get themselves out of debt? What does that tell you?
All I could tell you is that when that banker said what he said to me, I looked at him and I said, you know what? I don't know where you got these new rules and these new regulations from, but I've had like one house. 15 people have qualified for the house, but they couldn't qualify for the flood insurance. So,
well, that's another one.
And I'm still paying the insurance on that house. So, I mean, that's money coming out of my pocket every month. You understand what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they couldn't do the flood insurance. Are you serious? Well, the flood insurance came out. I had an elevation done on it. The flood insurance came out to about $7,000 a year. So that $7,000 that's going to be put on top of the mortgage per year, because you have to have it if you're going to finance. They don't allow you to just buy the house if you can't afford the flood insurance. So I was like, so you're telling me that someone has to take on an extra, what that is, $210,000 worth of, $21,000 worth of debt on top of it?
I hear you.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's endemic to your area, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, here that's a little bit different.
Yeah, that's kind of a regional thing that you're talking about.
You know, and that's because of your elevation, you know, being there, especially being near New Orleans.
But Jeff, I did hear that people who live in semi-flood prone areas along like the Ohio River and stuff, their flood insurance rates have absolutely skyrocketed in response to the Sandy storm and Katrina, that they're shifting that cost all across the country to anybody who wants federal flood insurance.
No doubt about it.
So,
Mary Landrieu right now filed an act where they're forcing them to revisit that, because even it's hitting the elderly too. And a lot of elderly people are losing their homes. We're talking about people who may have been, you know, retired school teachers, for some reason who just took out a mortgage on their home, want to help the grandkids or someone through college. They weren't even warned. They weren't even told. And now the government is coming in and saying, just give me an elevation certificate. Some engineer is coming out doing the elevation certificate and telling these people that the bill is $3,500 a month.
Yeah, well, sis, we're going to have to visit that again. We're about to take a short pause for the cost.
Well, thank you, Diva. It's all good, Diva. And I apologize if I offended the young man, but please don't ever call me a B again. You don't know me like that.
You act like it, I'll call you it. Don't threaten to shoot me unless you're really going to do it.
No, I really feed to the gators. I wouldn't shoot you.
All right, yeah. I wish you luck down there in the swamp.
I love it.
Yeah, right.
You want to come visit?
Nah, you just find another show to call in to cry about your money problems. Go get some money and quit whining on
healthcare
about your finances.
Healthcare. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care.
That guy's crazy.
I'm not crazy. Why are you on a radio show crying about your problems? You're so toxic, nobody even wants to hear that crap in real life from you. Go cry someplace else. Cry me a river. Hope you know how to swim. You got that swampland that ain't worth nothing. You over here calling on a radio show crying about your problems. Nobody wants to hear that. I'm laughing at you.
Well,
I'm not crazy.
That's you.
Right. You're going to shoot me. You're going to feed me to the alligators. You're not going to do nothing but bump your gums. You're mad because your life's screwed up. You underwater. Never learned how to swim.
Mad because you're up there with them.
I can't catch the rhythm of the stroke. Aqua boogie, baby.
I just don't.
You know what,
Diva?
Why don't you just worry about Diva? Because that's
no.
Who you control.
I don't control you.
But your rules have nothing to do with me.
There's nothing about rules. It's just a matter of common decency and courtesy.
You know what? This bitch threatened to shoot me.
Okay,
why don't you check her?
I get that. But the fact is, you're coming out
but
saying
but you know what?
It doesn't matter what you say because I have no authority over her name.
I don't care. That's right, I'll do it again. And if you keep pushing up, you can catch it too.
And you said I would slap you back and see if you
so
get up or you said...
Why are you revisiting it? What does it have to do with you?
Because I have to listen to this bullcrap.
No, you don't have to listen to it.
I gotta hear it.
No, you don't have to listen
to
it.
Because you keep going on and on about it.
You don't have
to
listen to it. You don't have to listen to it. Yes, I do. I call into his radio show.
I've been calling into his radio show for about three and a half years now, almost four years. I'm not going to stop just because you decide to act ignorant. I didn't tell you to stop. I don't know what's wrong with you today.
You don't control
not
me.
You.
Why don't you control
me? Don't
control Diva.
And I don't know. You went off the deep end. I'm not going to stop listening just because you went off the deep end.
I can do what I want. You don't have no control over me. Who are
you
to tell me what to do?
But don't get mad because somebody's getting upset about it.
I'm not mad. Mind your business.
I can't mind my business when you put it out there. Don't get mad at me because you can't control yourself today.
You control yourself. Mind your business.
I'm not the one who is acting a jackass.
Mind your business. Why can't you mind your business? Ain't you got shit better to do?
Do you got something better to do, Mr. Businessman, Mr. Entrepreneur?
Mind your business.
Obviously
you can't
not
mind
right
your
now.
Business. That's
you,
the problem
you're
with you.
You're arguing
mind
with
your
every
business.
Woman online right now.
So what? Mind your business.
So it ain't no so what.
Mind your
you
business.
You come up as dignified.
So what?
Educated.
So what? So
and
what?
Then you
don't be my friend.
You
mind your business. Quit
some
bumping
stuff
your
to
gums.
Make you look like you
mind your business.
From the hood.
But why can't you mind your business?
Listen yourself for
why
what?
Why is it so
just
hard to mind your business?
Because you made an offhanded comment.
Mind your business.
Up.
But you
you're
can't mind your
stuff.
Business.
And then
you just bump
went
your damn
off
gums.
Bump so
your,
obviously there's something
gums.
Going
mind
on with you, and you're projecting.
Mind your business.
What you're doing is projecting.
Mind your business. But you can't. But why are you talking
right
on it? What has it got to do
you're
with you?
You're mad right now, and you're mad as
mind your business.
I'm thinking, I'm guessing
mind
your
business.
You're not mad at the young lady. You're not
mind
mad at
your
me.
Mind your business.
We're, but she's a scapegoat.
But mind your business. It got nothing to do with you. Mind your business.
If you would not put
why
it on
so
the air, I wouldn't
mind
have.
Your business.
I could mind my own business, but I have to hear it.
No, you
I
don't have to hear nothing.
Show.
You don't have to hear nothing.
I call
nothing.
It to radio shows, so yes, I do have to
mind
hear it.
Mind your business.
But you don't control me. Why don't you try to control you?
Why are you arguing with
I'm
me? You don't even matter to me.
You act like a jackass right now.
I don't care. Maybe
for.
I am a
yes,
jackass.
You
so what? Mind
you
your business. Because I don't
you.
Like people like you talking to my talking shit that ain't got nothing to do with them.
Whatever, Brown. You know, you can say whatever you want to say.
Then let me say it. I'm
going to
say it anyway. Why don't you wake up? Why don't
your
dumbass wake up and figure that out?
Cross without degrade, trying to
oh,
degrade
shut the
Elle
fuck up.
Put her
you
down.
Talk too goddamn much.
I don't know what you're doing. You know what, Brown? Go get yourself. Somebody got me a hooker. I'll find you something. You'll be all right.
Diva, relax. We got him. Brown, that's just uncalled for. We can't allow that. You're going to have to sit this one out, brother, and you know.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that you can't control yourself when you get into an argument like that. I understand that, but there's things you can do. You know, you got a woo-saw. You can't be cussing like that, and especially at some women online. What's up with that? You're a better man than that, I hope.
I was trying to explain to him, and he went, I'm like, I'm shocked, because I've never heard him talk like this, and I'm like, Brown is much better than this, and then
I heard Brown talk like that before. I mean,
you don't think he's off his meds today?
I don't know. Brown, are you taking meds? We don't know, man.
Y'all better not say that.
Anger management. We need to
start smoking weed.
We're gonna send Brown to anger management.
Anger management. let's get him that movie and see whether he respond to it. But anyway, I'm so sorry that happened in the chat room, and for that slipped out on the air.
Yeah,
we apologize.
Sorry, we don't have a 5-second delay here.
Right,
we're
getting Brown up a couple hours earlier than usual, and he's probably cranky.
They
probably still have sleep.
Coffee.
Okay. I got you, Matt. We got you. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a heads up.
So let's go back to, what does the president think he's going to do with a pencil that's going to make a job?
He's going to...
Or is he just going to spend more money?
Well, that's what he's going to do. He's going to hire more government bureaucracy. That's what he's doing. That's where all the people are that have any full-time jobs, they're in IRS and NSA.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Oh, I know.
You got 9,000 new IRS agents to implement
they
Obamacare. And since you have that, you don't have any way to pay them except to borrow more money and spend it.
Right.
QE3.
QE4, QE5.
Yeah,
just,
or whatever.
Just print it. It don't matter.
That's it, because that's what's going on right now. So, anyway, I don't know. Did we lose? We must have lost Brown. Brown
yeah,
must have,
I think he
gave up on us.
Ran him away.
But that's okay.
Ran him away.
But go ahead, Diva. What were you talking about?
I'm still just upset, so I don't know.
Well, get your composure. He's just mad and did what he did.
I'm not even really mad at Brown, because I feel like something else was going on, but I'm like, it's just...
Oh, you mean you saw a spirit this time?
I don't know what was going on. Something else was going on with him.
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens when somebody, you know... anger is a spirit, and not to get too biblically, anger is a spirit, and if you don't control it, the Bible says you're like a city that has no walls. You have no defense, and because you have no defense, you just go off and you say stuff and you do stuff, and that's what makes people murder. That's what makes people do all kind of things, and we don't
how a person saying.
Woman
you felt that stuff, or you must be on that stuff, can resort
and
to what it resorts to.
She's a silly woman. Talk about the silly women. They get slapped every day by men like that.
Well, I don't think he's, I don't know, I think Brown is single.
Yeah, he's
yeah, I think Brown's single. But either way, I mean, understood. He's just got issues, and some people do, and so, I mean, we're not, I'm not throwing him away because you know, he just has an issue right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at him, and I hope he doesn't end up hating me. But it was worse the first time around than this time around. I'm glad somebody else contacted me. That's why I kept saying turn his mic off. Because
I cut him off, and then I put him back up. He might have calmed down. So anyway, that's what happens here. Let's talk about something that makes a difference.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk to you. I know what I want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
A Facebook conversation. I have a question for Styx.
What's that?
Okay, Styx, because me and Jeff got into a Facebook back and forth about socialism, okay? His thing is that the government should have gave everybody, and I agree with him, but his thing is the government should have gave everybody a bailout instead of giving it to the banks. You know, people pay taxes, but I said, okay, that's fine. I agree with you, but that's socialism. No, that's not socialism.
Jeff. It's a part of socialism. I'm sorry. She's right on this one. It's the redistribution of wealth. It's collecting from one person and giving to another.
The reason why I disagree because if it's imposed, it's socialism. If it's the corporate, because the government is of, for, and by the people. So then the people can dictate how they deal with something that's of a major concern like health care. Okay, now what's wrong is when they try to force people into a system. But I don't think there's any forcing when you have a health savings account that you open up that the people pay into and create their own
but
system.
But you want to use public money for the seed money, right?
I want to use tax money. Of course I do, because if they take the money from you, of course they do.
That's a socialist. I mean, Social Security is a socialist program.
Okay, go ahead.
It is. Social Security is a socialist program. Medicare is a socialist program.
My book, it's like this. I'll say it like this. Because there's broad things that you can call socialism, because just coming together, as a nation – you all breathe air. Is this socialism? Because everybody take. I'm saying yes, I did. Everybody breathes the air in America. Who does that air belong to?
But you're
no
you're,
one.
That's apples.
I'm
not owned by anyone.
In this case, Jeff, I think you're comparing apples and oranges, though. And why I say this is, you're talking about forcibly removing someone's property.
No.
Their money.
No.
Yes.
No. No. No, we must agree on this.
Okay.
We have to agree. Everybody has to. It has to be voted on. It has to be that we agree that we're going to.
So you want to make a constitutional amendment that says everybody gets $1,500 in a health savings account,
or whatever.
Okay, I can go there with you.
Yeah,
I can go there.
Uh huh. That's what I'm saying. Because we're dealing with buying health care.
But. Right, and I can go
and
there with
you.
And
then you leave
the
market as it is.
I can go there with you.
Okay, that way everybody's covered, not just some people.
Free education, and everybody in England, they get free health care and they get free education. If your health is good and your education is good, then you ought to be able to take care of yourself.
England pretty much is imposed.
But I've spent a lot of time in England. And one of my coworkers and spent time in a British hospital, and he said he'd never been in such a filthy place in his life. So,
there's a reason why you see people flocking across the pond to come to America for health care. And I mean, America has some issues when you're talking about dirty. Okay, hospitals in America tend to be dirty in certain areas, but let's get off of that for a second. But people do flock to America for healthcare, and there's a reason for that. It's because of the way that our healthcare system was before all the changes came about. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't even all that great, but it was still the best in the world. What we've done is we've gone backwards. And we are starting to put ourselves into those socialized nations where everybody pays for their health care. Canada, everybody points to Canada for the health care. I know about 10 Canadians. Not one of them like their health care. They always come here for it, especially if it's something major.
Right. There's no doubt about it.
Over here, they got the money.
Yeah.
They have money to pay to come here to get their health care.
The Canadians, I know. The Canadians
some
I
do,
know
yes, some do.
The
ones that don't. The ones that don't get to die from cancer.
Wait. Whoa. Let's not go there so fast. I have a lot of family in Canada. They don't all die of cancer. The problem with Canada is they have a long list.
My whole family got cancer.
You know, like, come on. Let's not freak out and act like... a lot of people are very happy in Canada of their health care. Trust me, compared to us, the States, I know a lot of family over there say, I wouldn't go to the state. You're crazy over there.
Stanley, what's the average wait time from the time you go to your local doctor to you see an oncologist in Canada?
6 months.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
6 months.
I don't know.
In Ohio, it's about a week and a half.
The thing, the six, when you come out of this, what's the bill that you receive once you've done that?
Well,
that's the problem. If you receive a bill of $100,000 that you have to pay, and you can't pay that money, you're done. And compared to Canada, you don't have that bill to pay.
You just file
or whatever
bankruptcy.
Debt you have
that's
to pay.
No,
that's not true, because they will still treat you.
That will
treatment that you'll get. Because they'll treat you, but will they really treat you? You know, there's such thing as comfort care, and there's a such thing as we're going to get you to your next point, but we're not going to get you beyond that here in America.
Canada's
going to be honest. How many people declare bankruptcy because of medical costs? How many people in America does that?
But who cares?
Who cares?
Care?
Stanley, that's what the bankruptcy law is.
I care. If you're declaring bankruptcy medical costs, we have a problem as a nation.
Because I would rather have people filing bankruptcy for medical bills than have a 60 or 70% tax rate.
Yeah, and what happens when you declare bankruptcy? Good luck on credit score, good luck of lending, good luck of all
Stanley,
that stuff.
Stanley,
you can overcome that real easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Not black people. Yes, you know that. You know,
not all people. I know you can, but not all people can.
Stanley, the average household in this country that's worth $1 million or more and is self-employed has had two bankruptcies.
That's different. What about the household that's only worth $20,000 a year?
No. We're not talking about everybody.
The household that's only $20,000 a year is not going to come out of bankruptcy.
Right. You're missing my point, Diva. My point is that to get to that $1 million, they've tried and failed a couple of different times and had to file bankruptcy. So when they filed bankruptcy, they were probably only worth $10,000.
You know what, Sticks? I can believe that for certain people, but for people who look like me, I don't see that happening. I would like you would point out some example of that. I know Donald Trump that's happened to, but
Diva.
People like
Diva.
Me, I don't know. What?
My brother got moved out of a place in 2000, August 2000. My business, they sold my building out from under me, and I had to move. And the very next month, my brother was murdered, and I did not want to work my business anymore like that. I couldn't. I bankrupted my business. It does not stop you from going forward. You have to be
personal. We're not talking about business.
I had to do personal. I had everything tied up, which wasn't wise, but I did.
Diva,
it's not the point. What I'm trying to tell you is you can recover from that.
Yeah.
That's why
it's
a tool.
But Jeff,
it's not as easy.
It's not as easy, Jeff. It's
easy if you. It's easy if you do it right. It's easy if you do it right. That's why it's there.
Who said it has to be easy? I understand that it would be nice to float through life and have everything, you know, that you want come to you at the snap of a finger. But you know what? There's some things, even with health, it's not a free thing. It's called part of life. If it's not easy to get back on your feet, then you try a little harder. That's all.
And you got to do what you got to do.
If you mess up your money, you mess up your finances, you have poor management when it comes to your finances, you have to file bankruptcy. Okay, that's on you.
It's better than the government.
A health situation that you can't control. I'm sorry, no one should have to struggle and worry about everything because their health failed or loved one's health failed.
Why should I have to struggle?
Hold on.
Does that mean every medical professional is your personal slave? Not to be paid because
you don't
feel like
paying.
It has
nothing to do with
your personal slave.
You ain't listening. You're not listening.
If you, sorry to say this, but if you can't afford,
hold on, Louisiana, you're gonna be next. Go ahead.
Sorry to say, but if you, in all honesty, if you can't afford to pay for a service and you can't find somebody charitable to provide that service for you, you have no right to demand it from anyone. And I don't care if it's medical care or if it's groceries.
True libertarian. I'm a libertarian, but I would have to question, what would Jesus say about
it? You have a right to demand groceries?
And you're a Christian?
You have no right to demand.
Wow.
Listen, hold on. This is Louisiana Stern. Go ahead, Louisiana.
After 3 years, if you cannot afford to pay a medical bill by law, it is what we call prescribed. okay?
What's that mean?
So I don't know if you guys know that law.
What does that mean?
Prescribed mean? Yeah, tell us what that means.
Prescribed means that it's off your record. If you can prove after 3 years that you could not pay an enormous amount of medical bills, by law, they have to take it off your credit report. All you have to do is just file the papers, and it's off your credit report. So I don't know.
Not here in Ohio.
Well, that's...
Well,
you know,
we'll look that up. That's a fair statement because I know that people are always telling me this that you got these bills on this, that, and the other, blah blah blah. But I've never seen anybody bankrupt over medical bill.
Medical
and I know
bills
people
don't...
said. I know, but people say that, though, and that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I've never seen it happen.
Medical bills do not...
I've never seen it happen. So,
But the thing is, we're saying people deserve... Certain people are saying you have a right to medical care, but why don't you have a right to groceries?
Yes.
You have to have groceries to live. Why don't you have a right to housing? Why don't you have a right...
To a free gym
pass. You can't have a right. You can't have
because
a right. It requires
not control
on
your
person.
Health issues, Sticks. That's a big difference. I can control where I want to live. I can control what I put in my mouth. But I cannot control sometimes when I come up with a health condition that I don't know where it came from and it has nothing to do with anything that I've done to myself. Yes, health care should be a right.
How can it be a right when it requires an action upon another person? Without
it's
making
called
that
common
person
human.
Your
it's called humanity. Doctors don't go to school to get rich. I'm sorry. Unless you enter into special practice, they might do that for a little extra money. Uh-huh.
But
most doctors do not go to school for the dollars.
Somebody,
first, because they want to make a difference.
We're not talking about somebody voluntarily treating you. We are talking about you are slamming your fist on the table saying, I have a right to your services, and you have no right to withhold them from me.
Right.
Okay, here is it. Their services did not come from themselves. To me, and this is my thought, every doctor who puts their hands and put their life into saving another human being, saving someone, that is a God-given talent. That is a God-given gift.
Well,
do not
Eva,
put money
mean,
on it.
Eva,
do not put a dollar.
Listen,
you mean
Matt,
tell me
ahead.
That's not...
If everybody...
God, okay, all right, go ahead, whatever.
Yeah, just wait a minute, because we heard your statement because you said the thing. It's a God-given talent, so they don't have a right to withhold it. But that's not true, and I'll prove to you one other thing. Show me one place in the Bible that God required anybody to do something for him, and he didn't pay him.
It's
you
not
think
about
that while we bring up... I said, we just said, how many places in the Bible has anybody did anything for God and he did not pay them?
Who didn't pay them?
God.
Okay, let my head
think
wrap
about
around.
That one while I grab some other calls. I got two unlisted here, and I'm afraid to bring them up because I don't know who they might be. But I think my Louisiana dropped. And I muted Stanley. He must have had to go somewhere because he had us on hold anyway. So anyway, I got an unlisted caller. Who am I talking to? Unlisted caller. I can't hear you. I can't tell who you are. Okay, I'm going to mute him. Unlisted caller,
hello.
You're in there.
Hey. That's my name.
Have
a question. Faith?
Maze, L-A-Z-E. Hey, nice to meet you. Are you my Louisiana person?
No, I'm not from Louisiana.
Okay. Where are you from?
I have a question for you. I am from Ohio, Dayton.
Okay, bet. Okay, go ahead.
I had a person ask the question of what the president is going to do with a pencil. He is not doing anything with a pencil. What the Congress is going to do is put something on his desk for him to sign with an ink pen. And also, when you're discussing the medical and everything, every country has free Medicare except this one. And then when you say bankruptcy, who has to pay for the bankruptcy when you want to sit down and file bankruptcy every 5 years? Everybody don't file for bankruptcy. They pay their bills, and they don't have no problem with no bills, and they don't try to mess up their credit. But who pays for that? Since two people on the panel won't think that's the way you should do it.
No, we didn't say that was the way to do it. We said that is what people will do, and it does not end your life because you do it. We didn't
that's
say
cost
we,
the taxpayer too, isn't it?
Well, that's a cost to everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a cost to the to families. You're definitely correct, and it's not a good thing to be able to do. But there are some situations, especially when people get sick, especially when people have family tragedies and emergencies, a car accident, that you cannot keep up, and bankruptcy is a way out for those people. And I'm not saying that it's a good thing to do, and I don't think they're deadbeats because somebody fell on hard times. So, but that's what we do in this country. We support our people.
And some people do it just because they can, and they think it's a way of doing things. They run up credit, don't want to pay it, and they file bankruptcy.
I agree.
That shouldn't be happening either.
Right.
I agree with you. 100%.
Can I answer her as well?
Yes, go ahead, Matt.
I just want to say she's got very good points, and they're true.
Yeah.
However, when one looks at the way the system used to be and what we're doing right now, you have to realize how many people are sick and getting treated in the country at this moment.
That's not what you have to look at. You have to look at it. Let me finish.
Hold on, Ohio.
Yeah, go ahead. No, let the caller finish. Go ahead.
I'm saying before the insurance company stepped in, there was just the doctor and the patient. And then the insurance company stepped in. That's when the bills went up and up and up and up. And each year you have to renew your policy to get another policy. So you're looking at the wrong people. It's your insurance company that's causing you the problem. If they moved out of the way, everything could probably be balanced. But it can't be balanced.
Ohio?
The insurance company that, excuse me, hello?
Yeah, I got to tell you something.
What's that?
That's exactly why you're... That's exactly why your costs are sky high, because of the insurance company.
I disagree.
Well, but I'm here for this. We don't need them.
I agree with that person.
I disagree.
Go ahead.
I disagree, and here's why. Because we have created so many laws and so many regulations for what these insurance companies have to provide, that they have to pass those coverages on. That's why Obamacare is so expensive.
Stanley,
what do you think it costs to demand that an insurance company write every policy with all of these coverages that they're demanding for a minimum level of coverage?
But six, it's not normal. Wait.
No, that's in the new law, though, man.
That's right. That's what I
said.
That was in the old law.
Yes, there's a lot of those state insurance regulations were in, because, like, for my father-in-law, I remember when we first got married, my father-in-law had a private policy. My mother-in-law could no longer have children, but yet, because of South Carolina state law, he still had to carry maternity coverage. So he had to pay for that.
That's your insurance company, not your doctor.
No, that was state law.
But six, it's not normal when an insurance company. Okay, six, it's not normal when an insurance company has a profit over $1 billion or whatever.
What's their percentage?
And it comes with free consideration, and it comes with a.
Stanley, when you talk money to me, do not talk dollars. Talk percentage of ROI.
Well,
if you're talking a $100 billion company and they make $1 billion a year, that's not a whole lot of money to make.
That's what I'm saying. And you got CEO making all this money, and you the little
exactly.
Guy
the CEO's making all
the
money.
The ones that are making nothing is the ones that's crying. They ain't making
Here's what I'll tell you. What city are you from?
I said Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, from Dayton. Okay.
Yeah.
Home of the Ohio Players and my man Roger's brother. I did sound for him a couple times up here when they came to town.
As I was saying, you have to listen to some people talk, and they just be smacking their lip about things.
Yeah, but
blaming people for stuff that's not even the problem. You look at the insurance company, come from the mortgage companies, insurance company. Everything's got an insurance company. And then the flood insurance, the lady says she had to pay. That's another CEO getting rich. And the little people are not paying. And then when you want to talk about the health insurance thing, where you have your own health insurance, well, you pay. But when you have an accident and for 5 years, you got to be in the hospital and you don't ran out of money that you got in your little pack.
It doesn't work that way. No. I'm not going to let you get away with that. He'll say.
No, you're not letting me get my. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't.
Ma'am, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've studied this.
No, you don't.
Hold on.
We're gonna let you finish.
Do you have any idea how a health savings account with a high deductible policy works?
A health savings account ain't gonna do nothing. Just like when you had health savings account, just like your money that went down in the stock market. But if you got health savings account,
no, that's crazy.
You ain't got nothing. Then you guys gonna look for welfare to help you get out where you need to go. Don't tell me nothing about no health savings account.
No.
Sis, let me tell you this, and this is where I tell you you're incorrect. A health savings account would doggone sure do it for you. Because guess
right.
what?
No, we're
you
not.
Have three, li-
no,
listen,
we're not.
This, will you listen then? Okay, just listen and then tell me no, it will
I'm
not.
Okay, I'm listening.
They spent $600 million on a website that doesn't work for health care, number one. You only have 315 million people in the United States. That $600 million that they spent, what if you had divided that $600 million into 315 million, which means you'd only be spending 315 million, put that in a lifetime health savings account for every American citizen.
And how much is that account?
Wait a minute. That'd be 315 million, because that's how many people you got in the country. They spent $600 million on the freaking website.
I'm saying the freaking website. If you had some agitators going into the website and mess it up, it would be right.
No, they didn't.
It's your governance that's messing up stuff.
That ain't true.
It's not the website. It's your governance that's messing up stuff. You got 19 governors that messing up crap.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Well, Ohio's governor expanded Medicare for this stupidity right here on purpose.
Medicaid,
you're correct, Diva, you're correct. He expanded it like Obama asked, No, he didn't. It wasn't in the last minute. He did it right from the beginning, and he fought his own legislature to do it. That's why some people are mad at him. Yes,
well, it wasn't
did.
From the very beginning. It was not.
It was not from the very beginning.
Listen.
The poor states that need it don't even have it because you got those 19 governors that's fighting it and still fighting it, and then you got the corrupt
and
all them fighting it.
And you know what? And you know what?
To pay the politicians.
And you know what? And in my book, they should fight it. And they should fight it. You know why they should fight it? Because the people aren't going to be served. You're not going to – you're going
to
still –
The only way people are not going to be served is you take the insurance companies out of it. And the doctors that are behind it get the people out of the money.
In 2016, 28 million people will still not be covered by this plan. 28 million. After you spent one and a half –
28 million and all the people got jobs, they can be covered because they can afford insurance.
No, they cannot. No. No, they're the working poor.
That's the
record
poor.
Dayton, you're just wrong, sis.
The only one that don't have good medical insurance because of this country. Why don't they join all the other countries around the world and have the same medical that everybody else got?
Because we're not every country around the world. We're better than every country around the world.
Our money taking care of those countries. So why can't we be like them? But you always want to have complaint about spending money on the people that live here.
You want to be who do you want to be like? Who do you want to be like?
I want to be like a socialist country.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's at least honest.
So what's wrong with that?
I don't want to be like a socialist country.
They
you know why?
Benefits that we have.
You know, no, they don't. Because you know what? You know what? They can't own their property in a socialist country.
They can. They can't.
They do not own their property.
They don't own the minerals on their property.
Doc, show me where it's done.
And the ones here don't own the minerals on their property either because they want to take it away from them. They just go on and take it away from you.
That's what they're doing now. And because of this law, they can.
It all had nothing to do. They always did it. You didn't just throw it now.
Sis, they can take your company. This is the last country in the world where you can own your property and the minerals up under it. The last country.
Like, No, you don't own them because down in Texas they bought the mineral rights off and under some people. And they,
so they did what? They did. Okay. Now, once again, they did what? They bought the mineral.
They bought the minerals off and under.
They bought. Okay. Now, hold on.
They had all up under their land. They bought the oil. So who did that belong to now? The people that bought
you're
it, right?
Talking.
That's
you're talking.
That the house.
You're talking.
I'm
let's work it. Let's work this out. Let's work this out.
Let's work it out.
They bought. Hold on, Diva. They bought the property. They brought the mineral rights. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The
well, if they
bought
it, that's, what is that? That's yours to sell.
Well, yeah,
you
once you sold them, you don't own them no more.
Right. You can do that.
But you're selling house.
But
you can't sell
they can't
house.
Take them. But they can't take them is what I'm
they
telling you. If you didn't want
every day.
The
United
States.
Always taking it.
Ma'am,
okay,
the United States of America owns their minerals. The only country on earth.
Only thing they own is the house. They don't own the minerals up on there.
Go ahead, Stanley.
Hold on, sis.
Dayton,
I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying that if we take anybody around the world, in France or in Canada, they have a land. They have that land and everything. They bought that land and everything. It's theirs from generation to generation. And they found out mineral, whatever, something that they can't do something about it because they
don't own it.
The government owns
it.
And there are parts of the United States that are like that. Anything homesteaded, Stanley.
Okay.
Stanley, after 1916, look up the Homestead Act of 1916. Because parts of the United States, after 1916, if you homesteaded, the government retained the minerals under that land.
Absolutely.
Let me say this, too, before this gets misconstrued as well. In other countries, a lot of times the government, if there is minerals or something of value found underneath somebody's property, they will pay the property owner to go ahead and mine that ore. So don't take that into saying, they get paid for it. It depends on
okay. Right. They have to pay. They normally have to pay for what they damage on top, but they don't have to pay you for the value of what's underneath.
Right. And we got to go now. We'll be right back after the Mornings with Tracy and Friends. Jeff and Sticks. We'll be
more
right
about
back.
Tracy and Friends.
Y'all arguing with a confused conservative and a straight diehard hardcore libertarian. You ain't gonna win that argument.
The only way you win that argument, Diva, is by bringing facts. If they say that that's
yeah,
it, you just have to do a search.
They have their own facts in their head. See, they have their those two have their own facts in their head.
I know. That's why I'm going to Google and I'm going to search it. If they are right, they're right. But if they're wrong, I'm just going to say you're wrong, period.
Is Dayton still on the phone? I guess not. Okay, I could barely hear, maybe it's just my headset, but I could barely hear what she was trying to say because of how fast she was talking and interrupting people. So
she basically wants to have social medicine. She basically is saying that we have the system that we have because the insurance, before Obama and everything, it's because of the insurance, and that skyrockets the
insurance
prices of medical. And if it wasn't for insurance, it wouldn't be so high, and I agree with her. And Six said, no, it's not true. And when I came up with facts and saying it's not normal that a CEO gets $20 billion or $20 million for being just a CEO of the bank, and all those laws and predefined things you can't go through because you have insurance, we have a problem.
Well, there
because
you go. You just answered your own question there, Stanley. And that's one thing that I try to beat into people. Corporations, insurance companies, yes, they're inherently evil, but you just mentioned laws that are underwritten to support some of these companies to do as they please. So really, in the end, the government is the real reason why
the
insurance companies...
I don't think he's talking about laws, per se, laws.
I'm not talking about laws. I'm talking about insurance companies are having $61 billion, like the third
right.
biggest
no, you're,
healthcare
you're right.
insurance got
$61.1
billion.
Yes.
Dollars.
They are
profit.
Absolutely in business to make money. You're absolutely right. And they're allowed to get away. And they're allowed to get away. They're allowed to get away with murder because they are sleeping with the government. The government allows a lot of this, Stanley. They allow it because it fills their pockets. It fills the bureaucratic pockets. Instead of letting the private sector go out and do what it does and destroy each other because of competition, the government will save people. Why do you think all these insurance companies were ready to go for Obamacare? They were all on board because they're going to make money because of this law.
Those are the people
that we're talking to. Anytime the insurance companies were saying, yay, we support this, everybody should have been like, oh, no, we got to revisit this. Because they should not have been so in favor of something if it was going to cost them.
Again,
this whole
thing, what you guys
failed to realize on the right is that this whole thing, I don't even know why we keep having this argument, because the left should understand. All this is going to lead to is exactly what you guys want, which is single payer. Because this thing is going to cause so many problems.
It's going to
be so screwed up that people are going to be like, you know what? We only want this. Just give us single payer. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Up
the administration knew that.
Government interference. That's the only reason. And you just admitted it.
No,
anytime
we didn't say government interference.
We
said private insurance interference. The government had to step in because of the actions of, because there were no real regulations of the insurance industry prior to Obamacare. The government had to step in because of what the insurance companies were doing.
Okay.
There were no real regulations on these companies.
Okay, that's good.
These companies were allowed to make record profits while denying claims.
Exactly.
People were paying their premiums faithfully.
Yeah. It wasn't the government that came up with those laws and the health insurance and everything.
The company decided
we're not going to help you if you had those preconceived
things.
You guys have heard of lobbyists, correct?
Say it again, Matt.
You guys have heard of lobbyists, no?
What does lobbyists have to do with anything?
Because insurance companies lobby Washington to get exactly what they want. Now, Barack Obama, when he was running for president, said there would be no lobbyists in his White House. It turns out that he has four times more than George Bush did. And who are those lobbyists?
Okay, let's stay on point. Let's stay on point.
What does lobbyists have to do with what we're just saying?
Right.
We're saying to you, Matt, that health insurance are basically doing laws, doing things that are saying we want to make more money. So the way we're going to make more money, we're going to do some stupid stuff, like have a list of people when they call in and they say, am I insured because of that? No, you're not. I'm going to do all the preconceived things, all this and that. I'm going to make more profit. That has nothing to do with the government.
A person paying
that has
all
to do
this
with the
money,
insurance.
All this and premiums each month to find out, oh, such and such is not covered.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with the government.
Exactly.
You're paying all this money into an insurance company to find out you're not covered on that.
And how did insurance companies get away with that?
Because it's a private business.
Okay, it's a private business. That's your answer then. That's how they got away with it?
The fact is there was – hold on. Who for the past 13 years – I want to say 13 years – the previous 8 years. We include prior to Obama, every single president – Well, no, because Clinton tried to do something. Hillary really tried to do something. But Bush, I'm sorry, y'all had the House, the Senate, and y'all had the White House. Did nothing, absolutely nothing at all.
Agreed.
I don't even remember it being brought up on the radar how egregious the insurance companies were acting and getting.
Agreed.
And now that something is being done, you guys,
it's the end of the world.
I can understand why you don't like it.
No, I get that.
I get that you guys don't like it. No, I don't think anybody really truly likes this plan.
Well, I asked a question about a minute and a half ago, and I forgot what the question was now. I said, what was the reason insurance companies could get away with it?
Yeah,
what was the reason insurance companies did that? Somebody give me an answer. I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with the government.
Insurance companies have nothing to do with the government. It has to do with profit. If I want to make sure that I'm going to make more money, I'm going to make sure that saying this is an operation that we call a cost of money.
So I'm going to make sure that you can't have it.
Who
not allow insurance companies to compete across state borders? Who did that? Was that the insurance company, Stan?
I don't know about that one.
It was a law. They're not allowed to compete over state borders. So the competition.
What other regulations? What other regulations were so egregious that the government implemented that cost the skyrocket?
Well, when you're talking about insurance companies, they're not just covering medical care. They're also covering certain prescriptions under certain medical care procedures, and a lot of that was imposed in by the government through regulation. A lot of medical care was imposed with regulation, which affected the way insurance had to carry their plans. A lot was dealt with the government.
But Matt, don't you think also a lot was done also because they wanted to make profit and it had nothing to do with the government?
Well, of course they
tried
to make profit.
They tried to sit down with each other and say, how's the best way we can make profit?
Amen.
And they said, let's do this law. And when people call in and say, am I insured for that? You're not. That has nothing to do with the government. That has to do with profit, with money.
Who was just saying, hey, Matt?
That's Michigan.
Alex.
Hey, Michigan, what's going on?
Hey, listen, what's going on, dude? Yeah. You know, and nobody can seem to answer this question. Do you believe that the private industry has as their first priority the general public?
No.
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
Now, at what point are you suggesting that changes for the private industry and at some point the general public becomes their concern? When does that happen?
That's one thing that the free market is supposed to not care about and keep greed at bay. That's the reason why it was invented.
Okay.
But it's not.
Now,
what
are you saying? What are you saying keeps greed at bay? What keeps greed at bay?
Well, with the private industry, in the free market system, it allows it, and I keep saying this, it allows for competition. It allows those to get too greedy who tend to not make a product that's not superior, but not well-grade, customer service, things of that nature. Any company that gets too greedy and tries to screw their customers are going to get competed out of the marketplace by the people that they're in competition with. At bay.
Okay, now this is the central argument that people who tend to try to argue for the private sector uses, that competition will keep the morality in the private sector. That's basically what you're saying in the nutshell.
Never said anything about morality. No, I didn't.
Okay, well, we're looking for the word that makes the private sector have or feel the needs of the general public. So if you don't want to use morality, what word would you use? Because that's what we're trying to get at.
Well,
you're saying that competition will keep the private sector, true to the game, or I don't know what you're saying, but it will not, and it's proven that it won't. But this is the argument that you guys use. Huh?
Yeah, because private sector, the biggest the private sector is, the more money they have, and the more they could come with
publicity
and things like that
to
destroy the competition, period.
My
music could destroy the competition.
The private sector hates
they could destroy, they could make it easy if they feel that the competition.
Hey, hold up, guys.
Matt.
Anyway, afternoon.
I saw somebody dogging you out on your Facebook page because you sang "Sweet Home Alabama" once.
Yeah, man. You know they was real mad at me, and I said, "Well, what's bad about that?" Because they say in Birmingham they love the governor, and then they said "boo, boo, boo." Mm-hmm. So they weren't appreciative of the governor either. But Watergate
like
doesn't bother me.
Like
does your conscience bother you?
Right.
Good song. I like the song.
That's one of my favorite songs.
But
I
wasn't
going to give you an example
anyway. It doesn't matter.
You know,
if I could give you an example.
In my CD changer in my truck, and when that comes on and I'm driving down a road, it just, the first few chords of that just brings a smile to your face.
It's happy music, there's no doubt.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it just, you can't help but get bringing a smile to your face the first few chords.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So I was trying to preview some stuff there. What was our friend from Dayton saying that you were?
I saw Michigan Man come in. More or less, she's telling me that that the health savings account can't work. But I'm saying this: if we had put in a health savings account per person. Which means that if you lose your family, you still have $1 million in your health account.
No, Jeff.
I hear you, but I'm just telling you what I'm saying.
But 315 million people, $315 million is a dollar a person.
Right.
You're right.
But still, the thing is, people don't understand how a health savings account works.
It doesn't matter. $1.5 trillion that they're going
to
spend every year.
Right.
You still could put $250,000, even $100,000 in a health savings account and let the market deal with it.
I fully agree. They could have put all that money into people, into a health savings account.
$1,500 to $2,000, right. You're right.
Upon birth. And the thing is,
the mics aren't on. I don't think.
Yeah, I got you.
But what people don't understand how these systems work. If you get an illness, as long as they're still treating that illness, you stop paying on that high deductible insurance. So if you have a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and you go to that high deductible, which is normally about $10,000, which is what the average deductible is under Obamacare anyways,
mm-hmm.
you only pay that $10,000 once. If they treat you for 5 years, you don't pay that $10,000 next year for that particular condition.
This is
and
true.
People don't understand that. They think that you go back to square one every year, and you don't.
Now,
if it takes 5 years to cure your cancer,
that's a lot of work going on in there.
They pay for 5 years mm-hmm. straight, and you don't have to continue. You don't have to re-up the deductible every year,
right?
And people don't understand that.
See, this is true. They're not really.
I was under the impression that they say it's a yearly deductible. If you met your your yearly deductible for such and such this year, let me see if you met your deductible.
It's per condition, though. If you get lung cancer, and it takes 5 years to treat that lung cancer, you never pay another deductible.
I have epilepsy. I was diagnosed with epilepsy when I was 12 years old.
Right.
Every year, I don't recall from when I had private insurance, they made it seem like I had to meet my deductible every year, especially when it came to my. The hardest part was when it came to my medication.
But you didn't have a health savings account with a high deductible policy. You had a traditional policy.
Oh, you're talking about a high health savings account? Or are you talking about just regular policy?
Because that's what you just got with the Affordable Care Act, was you just got everybody into a system where every year you have to pay more premiums and a new deductible. Because the health savings account system with the high deductible, you did, as long as you were being treated for the same disease, it carried over year to year to year.
Okay, I get what you're saying about a health savings account. I've never had a health savings account. So I'm talking about, are you differentiating between an insurance policy along with a health savings account, or are you just talking about just a regular
because the system works, the way the health savings account system works, you cannot have a health savings account without a high deductible insurance policy attached to it. That's the way the system works. That's what I've been trying to explain to you for the last 2 years.
A catastrophic
care policy is attached to that. It's all part of the same package.
I will have to, my mother has a health savings account, and she ended up with an emergency surgery 2 years ago.
Right.
And she did not have catastrophic coverage through her job.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, that's because – yeah, go ahead, Michigan.
So do you believe that the Affordable Care Act was in its nature, was it the intent to crush competition or to induce competition? Which one?
Neither one. It was induced control in my book.
I think it was designed to destroy the healthcare system that we currently have and reintroduce one that's completely and totally run by the federal government.
So that would be to destroy the
competition. Yes, I believe that's what it was designed to
destroy the free enterprise part of it. Correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the private sector, when they introduce like antitrust laws, or you have corporate competitors who start whining because one corporation gets a monopoly. What's the difference?
A huge difference. In the corporate world, you don't have to employ that in the corporate world at all costs. Every single person in the United States is going to have to deal with this.
Right.
And that's the problem. And you're forcing it on them to the point to where there's going to be some huge issues here. Okay. They can take property. They can almost jail you for not taking part in this.
Right. If I don't want to buy my computer from Microsoft, I can buy one from Macintosh.
Sure.
But I'm not going to have a choice. I'm not going to have a choice about what doctor I see. I'm not going to have any choices about any of this when this is fully implemented.
Right. Who just said Jeff?
I find that hard to believe, but okay.
Yeah.
Who said
hey,
Jeff?
Jeff?
Yeah. Well, hey, what's up?
South.
No, that's my man. That's Bill Cosby's twin brother.
What's up?
Go ahead, man.
How you doing, buddy? I'm just going through the radio, man. I didn't know you guys had switched. When did you switch around to daytime? You know, morning.
Last week, Monday.
Okay.
This is
okay.
Our second week. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How you like it? How you like the time change?
Oh, I like it, period. We still got them. We're getting new people, and so it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there you go. Hey, listen, I was just going to say two things in general. I was really surprised to see that over in England right there. It's kind of switching the topic a little bit just for a hot second. You know, the people over in England do not have the right to bear arms, man. I didn't know that.
You better wake it up, brother. Cause
yeah,
it's coming,
well, I mean,
to, that, it's coming to a country near you.
That got past me, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we've been screaming that one. Coming to a country near you. The Bobbies didn't wear guns till just a few years ago.
They started
right.
Yeah,
I was
after
aware
they,
of
after
that.
After they passed their gun control laws, they started carrying M16s in their squad cars.
Right.
Right. Right.
Taking the right.
Yeah, I was aware
of
that right there.
That wouldn't
on
be
that right
new.
There. I was just really surprised. I was looking at a
hold on,
biography, and they were talking about that. In general, and that kind of surprised me right there. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, obviously, I guess you guys knew that already, but that was one that got by me on that one right there. That's for sure.
Well, it wouldn't
yeah,
be doing
sure. Hey, and the last thing I just want to say to you, Jeff, not nothing against girl, you know, that we'd be talking to right there all the time, Diva, in general. But when you get a chance, on your next break or whenever, play that song again. If there's any blame, you know, what is it? It's a woman to blame.
I thought that was for me.
Oh, he probably
I
saw your
you,
picture,
Diva. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm just messing with you. But
Jeff,
play that song
alone.
For me when you get
Dre.
A chance.
Yeah, he probably
I'm
saw
out
that
here,
picture,
man.
Diva.
I'm
trying
to
say.
Talk to you guys. I'll be listening
right
now.
So
330-207.
You got me. Getting hate mail in my inbox.
Good. 330-207. You're in, I think that's 207. No, that
hey,
was my man. 33.
See this dress? I'm hearing a lot of talk about it, Jeff. Where can I go see Diva in this dress? Y'all got my
oh, man, you got
out.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you my friend on Facebook? Are you? Okay. You need to get me as a friend so you can see a whole bunch of stuff going on. And chime in from time to time because I need your input, even to correct me. All right, okay. I'm gonna let you be my 2014 Facebook corrector, and I'm gonna listen to what you say. Okay, now
yeah,
I got
to back to this dress with Diva.
Oh no, you know, it's too much, man.
That's trying to make it seem like I'm a hoochie.
I can't even
Damn,
talk
I'm not
about
a
it. I can't
I
talk
I,
about
I,
it.
I defended Diva, so. I don't think it was that.
407. 407. Yes,
hey,
sir.
This is Alex. How you doing, man?
Man, what you doing calling with a new number? New year, new your number? What's going on here?
Just, you know, you got to switch it up, man. You know.
I feel you.
You got to keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, how you doing, Sticks? I think
good,
I heard
good,
him
Alex.
Really. All right, great. I was listening to you guys, and y'all just, you know, just crazy. I heard Beasley just going off, and I think some other lady, she was just talking. She was talking like a million miles an hour. Wouldn't let you say anything. It was
that's
crazy.
That's a new call, Dayton.
It was just giving me a headache, to be honest. I mean, when people won't, when you can't just have a civil conversation, I'm just letting you know. I was listening on iHeart, and it was giving me a headache listening to her and talking. I mean, just it was crazy. But what I wanted to come in and say is talk about the y'all were talking about health savings accounts, and I got to tell you, you know, I understand your logic when you're talking about, well, they spend all this money on the website. You could have put $1 million in everybody's health savings account.
Not that much. A quarter million. $250,000, and you would have matched what you did, and then you have a lifetime, to work that through, as far as regular health care goes.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to cut it per year is what you could use per year, so that the market force could still stay in place. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean I understand that logic, but I think that any government subsidy, like broad subsidy, is a mistake. It's going to be, it's going to actually distort the actual free market. It's because we already see
probably.
It. Like if you look at the. Because prices will just rise to whatever that cost is. I mean, we already see now that some people were getting very good health insurance, and I used to be one of them because I used to just use a HSA and have catastrophic insurance. But now once they caught wind of what was going to be an Obamacare bill, my insurance company, I'm not going to name their name, but they're a big national company, they canceled my plan and said, I can't buy that anymore. And the only thing that I could get was I had to pay $1,000 a month for my family when I was paying $230, about $200 before. So because the government said, well, you can pay up to 8% of your income. So only thing the companies are going to do is just squeeze as much out of you as they can. And so if they know that there's this, say, $250,000 or $50,000 or whatever amount that is in that HSA that they can get, prices will rise across the board, whether it comes to pharmaceuticals, when it comes to medical centers, when it comes to what doctors charge. Everybody, the cost of everything will rise to whatever that government subsidy is. And we see that in every industry. This is the reason why sugar costs more in this country than anywhere else in the world, because of the government subsidy, which has caused the unintended consequences. That's why we have artificial sweeteners and everything, high fructose corn syrup. It's because of the government, because they subsidize the sugar farmers here in Florida, and it's these types of things that we have to evade. We have to go
to a free market
solution.
Okay, I agree with you 1,000%, but we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Mornings with Tracy and Friends.
Alex, I couldn't agree more. I think that the arguments that we have in this country about health care, or not health care, but how to pay for health care through insurance or whatever, I think we're arguing the wrong thing. I think what we have to look at is why costs are rising so much,
right,
and start coming to a conclusion together of how to get that under control. It's like when you look at gas stations when there's an emergency and you see one gas station all of a sudden jack their gas prices up, to the moon, and that's called price gouging, and it's against the law. So I cost of health care is, I think, the biggest thing that we need to discuss instead of just insurance.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things that you could do where within a year prices will be cut in half, guaranteed. The first thing is if you eliminate the licensure, which basically gives doctors a monopoly on medicine, because there are chiropractors, herbalists, other people who alternative integrative medicine practitioners that have proven to be just as effective in preventative care as Western doctors. However, they're not allowed to practice medicine in this country, and they will be jailed. So that's the first thing, because that's the reason why it costs so much to go to a doctor, because now because the AMA, they lobby government and they allowed them to make a law making it illegal to practice medicine unless you had this. Unless you had a degree from a medical school.
And Tracy has had guests on that have said that exact same thing for alternative medicine. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so that's one of the first things you can do that would bring down costs. The second thing you have to do is address the FDA, because the FDA creates so many regulations where only the big pharmaceutical companies can afford to make medicine. and can afford to do research, because it costs $100 million to bring anything into new into the market. So this is why people are having these the unintended consequence of that is, of course, prices rise, because the companies, they need to recoup the $100 million that they put in to develop this medicine. So, and then on top of that, we have all these side effects from vaccines, because they spend all this money, tens of millions of dollars, to develop the vaccine. And so then what they do is they need to stockpile it, because they need to sell it. So they make millions, you know, hundreds of millions of vaccines. But in order to do that, for it to have the shelf life, they have to put all these preservatives in it and all this stuff. And that's really the problem, because inoculation has been going on for as long as we can remember, for thousands of years probably. You know, so vaccination isn't something that something new. But,
hey, Alex.
Yeah.
If you take this argument, just put the argument that you're using in a historical context.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This, the argument of take government out.
I didn't say take government out. I said you have to induce a free market, because the problem is that the problem is that the regulations are so high. The regulations are so high that only the big companies are able to comply. But at the same time, since they put so much money in, it's like any business. There's an ROI. People want a substantial return on their investment. If they put in $100 million, they want $1 billion out. And so
I have a question.
So, Alex,
so what type of regulations would you lax or remove to induce a free market?
Well, the FDA has made it very difficult to bring new drugs to the market with their regulations. You need to relax those so that the thing is that you have HIPAA laws and things like that where people voluntarily, they voluntarily.
Either voluntarily or
get paid for.
My cows are down.
We
got all kinds of problems.
My stuff ain't working right.
I do not understand this.
All right, let's go. Nothing. Oh, you know what? That's why. I'm pushing the wrong button.
This is what Red wanted to play for Diva.
He got elected. Country selected. Hope and change.
That's all. We're not going to run this through again. I like the end of it better than I like the beginning.
Yeah.
We're talking about Afghanistan and all that stuff. All right. That was a thing. I blamed it on Sticks, so sorry about that, man. Anyway, Mornings with Tracy and Friends. We are in the air chair, and we got a full complement of people hanging out here with us today. New people, we appreciate you. We appreciate Louisiana coming in there, and we also appreciate Dayton and what she had to offer us, and we appreciate hearing all sides of the story. All sides is good. And it's good for dialogue. It's good so we can learn, because we all need to learn, and so that we can help ourselves while we're going up under this situation that we're dealing with. I see a huge amount of discontent going on, but I see the reluctance to blame it on anything except what they've blamed it on in the past. So I'm just wondering where people are at, but we're going to go back. Alex, I want you to go ahead and finish the rest of your thought, if you can pick it up from where you were. Just before we had to go to break.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying that, you know, any government subsidy, the businesses are just, the costs are just going to rise to whatever that subsidy is, and we see that across the board in every market, whether it's, you know, farming, food, agriculture. I was talking about, like, the cost of sugar. It's the most expensive anywhere in the world here because of the government subsidy. And the unintended consequence of that is that companies just end up putting artificial sweeteners in all our food, and now we're getting sick from it. You know, but if you do that with health insurance, whatever the government says, well, just like what they did with people, well, you can't pay more than 8%. Well, now I'm actually going to pay close to 8% in health insurance. Before I was able to have an HSA, you know, that covered me for anything catastrophic like cancer or emergencies or whatever. But I was able to pay out of pocket for only my insurance was only $200 a month for my entire family of four. But now it's well over $1,000, and it's something I didn't budget for that.
No. And there we go. And that's where understand. Go ahead, Stanley.
Hey, Jeff, there's this Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, I mean, well, Mr.
I heard Alex say something that I have not heard him say before, and I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Yeah.
Sounds like I heard him say induced competition.
I've always
said
that.
And the government could actually get rid of some laws that would induce competition.
I've always maintained that position.
Oh, boy. I might go back and listen to some of these tapes. I thought I was the only one saying that government could actually, if government could induce competition, then that would hold things at bay. I thought I was the only one saying that for about a year.
Michigan spun that really good.
You sure did, because first of all, don't forget, we're the ones that were saying let the companies compete across state lines. Don't you remember that?
But see, here's what I think Michigan Man is I think what he's kind of skewing a little bit. Yeah, see, the thing is that where we disagree is what government is. Government, in my opinion, as a libertarian constitutionalist, is that the only thing government is force. Only thing the government can do is either force you to do something or take the property of someone else or destroy. That's it. So anything the government does will curtail your liberty. And so usually under probably 99.9% of instances, for the government to induce competition, what they need to do is go away in that particular sector. Because when it comes to, say, competition across state lines, what the government needs to do is roll back those regulations those restrictions that they were putting on the people. And so generally, in most instances, when the government goes away, then the competition is what increases, because the government is the one that is preventing people to adequately and fairly compete.
Okay, absolutely.
Well, here's what we're disagreeing, Alex. You said this is the only thing that government can do. And what I'm telling you is, if you look at government from a historical perspective, government can do what the organized people want it to do.
Anything the government does.
Skewing, that's not skewing government. I'll give you an example.
Uh-huh.
The government took a hand in saying, hey, black folk can't carry shovels. You can't own a shovel. Now, from the perspective of the government and what they intended it to do, that worked for them. It just didn't work for you.
That's the point. The only thing the government can do, anything the government gives to you, it must first take away from someone else. And so your very example showed that it took away a particular group of people's liberty to own shovels.
So what I'm telling you is government can do what it wants to do. It didn't have to do that. That's my point.
Can you give me an example?
The government didn't have to say blacks couldn't own shovels. It didn't have to say that.
Let me ask you something.
Would you agree with that?
Let me ask you something.
Have to say blacks couldn't own property? Did it have to say that?
It didn't have to, but let me ask you a question.
Okay. But it chose to.
Yes. But, however, okay. Can you name anything the government has done or can do to promote competition that will not infringe on the rights, property, or liberty of another individual?
I'll give you one.
Mm-hmm.
I know, particularly in the state of Michigan,
mm-hmm. a builder has to have a contractor's license to do work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Well, they don't have to have a license. The government could say they don't have to have a license. Now, who would that infringe on?
That's infringing on the right of the person to do the work without having to pay to do the work.
Yeah, because if
what?
You own, if,
actually,
if you own,
licensing of contractors infringes on the right of the contractor to do the work, and it also infringes on the right of the person
whoa,
who wants to
whoa,
hire that contractor,
whoa.
Whether or not that person has a license. That shouldn't be up to the government
whoa.
To decide whether I can hire that person or not. That should be my choice
with
my money.
I'm agreeing with that. He said what we're talking about in the current situation.
Yeah.
That could induce competition.
No, it can't. You've minimized competition.
You just gave the same example, Alex,
no,
about practicing medicine. You said
no,
the
it's not the same example at all.
Stop the licensure.
Yeah.
What?
It's not the same example at all.
Wait a minute. You just said that the government could reduce the licensure of individuals who could practice medicine because they're herbalists. And things that, you didn't just say that, man?
Yeah, they can do that. But,
how is that different from
So are you saying that the government can remove that requirement to have a license to build as a contractor? Is that what you're saying?
In the state of Michigan, it's a state law, and if you're caught without a license, then you suffer the consequences.
Yeah, I agree.
Now. Okay, but we can't go back to the place where government didn't interfere because government has already interfered. See, it's almost like you guys want to take this back to ain't no do-over.
No, it's not taking anything back. Here's the thing that's going on. Government has so over-regulated everything that what they need to do is what they're trying to make Israel go back to, pre-1967 borders. You know, we need to go to pre some other type of over-regulation because we have over-regulated our economy so doggone much you can't get anything done. That's why there's no business going on because the government
has... I don't even disagree with that, Jeff. I don't even disagree with that. What I believe government has done, and it is, it's really a corporation just like a private corporation.
Hey,
it's just becoming a... I wouldn't even disagree with that.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Sal.
Listen, just to give an example, a few years back, you know, there was a bunch of guys that were, you know, decided that they wanted to get into the lawn care business, and everybody was cutting grass and making money and doing pretty good. And the prices, you know, were pretty low. Well, the government said or the city said, well, now you got to have a license to cut grass. You got to have a business license. You got to have, you know, workman's comp insurance and so on and so forth. You know, the number of businesses dried up, and guess what happened to the price of getting your grass cut?
Went up.
Tripled.
Oh, tripled!
No,
wow.
It tripled. Yeah.
Wow.
Because you could usually get a one acre yard cut for about $60 a visit. Now it's almost $180 or $200 because hey, everybody knows that they're the only show in the game, so they charge what they want.
I was just going to say real quick, you see that with the with hairstylists as well, because sometimes those of you that's
exactly.
actually seen me know I have an afro, and sometimes I get, you know, I get it twisted, but get my hair twisted, and if you go to certain shops, they charge you $150, $200 to get you just to get some twist done in your hair. When if you go to the hood, I could get it done for $30. You know?
Hey, Alex, you ain't got no ultra perm, do you? Ain't no but ultra perm.
But you have to take into account that there are some people who get into business who do not do things right, and they will cause more harm in their practices.
Mm-hmm.
So do they tend to overregulate in certain instances? Yes, but then you have to look at sometimes it's about protecting, so they try to do a one-size-fits-all just so that the consumers don't get hurt. In the case of cutting grass, You have, if you're getting your lawn treated, you want to make sure that whatever they're using is not going to be detrimental to the consumer or the environment.
Licensing doesn't change that, but go ahead, Sticks.
Yeah, Diva, if you hire me, if I hire you to take care of my lawn and you don't have a license and you kill my lawn, how long do you think you're going to be in business?
Right. Competition. There's other people that go ahead and take care of that lawn.
Yeah.
If you hire me to give you a permit and all your hair falls out, like I said, some regulations,
they over-regulate and sometimes they don't. He didn't mention just licenses. He's mentioned other things. He mentioned other things and workers comp. If you have somebody who's working for you and that person gets hurt, are you going to take care of that person?
That all depends if that person is working as a private contractor or not. If they agree to work as a private contractor, then it's on them.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if you have employees, if you have a lawn maintenance company, you have employees under you.
Maybe I don't have to have employees. I can have all independent contractors.
Okay, but not everybody. Okay, the person who takes care of my lawn, the workers who work under him are not individual contractors. They are his employees. So if that employee gets hurt while they're taking care of my lawn, would that person take care of them?
No. I could tell you because I've had
– workers comp.
Because I've had, you know, several employees over the last, I guess, 6 years that employ people. And, you know, the way that's normally done is through the workers' comp insurance. I'll pay a certain amount of money.
He was saying that once, you know, the city came in and said you have to have workers' comp, you have to have licenses, you have to all that. So I was just pointing out, breaking down each point that he made, where there is a benefit for workers' comp. So to say to you, they'll throw that in there. I don't know about licensing. I don't know, but some of these things, there's a reason why there are regulations and there are rules.
But what you don't understand is when you make the cost too high, when you make the cost too high, one of two things happens.
I completely agree with that.
Around the law, I make all my employees independent contractors, or I have to raise my prices to where I don't have any business and I go out of business.
Right.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then the Michigan comp thing.
One thing you have to realize is that it's just business. I mean, when we talk about the free market and workers' compensation, I mean, if you're hiring people, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with having workers' compensation, but it's another thing for the government to require people to have it. And,
correct.
You know, the thing is that if we have a country where we actually have the liberty to, if we want to say we're a free country, then you should have the liberty to make good choices and bad choices. And so the laws already, you know, if you're working in unsafe conditions, blah, 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 you know, and if someone gets hurt as an employee of yours, they already have legal recourse to sue you. There's already that avenue. And so let the employer take – if they want to risk employing people without, you know, general liability insurance – workers' compensation insurance or whatever, that's, you know, they should be free to make that choice, but the government shouldn't tell them what they have to do. But that's just general liberty. It's just a principle of liberty, you know, because if something happens to you, you can sue them and have their business. If they're not, you know, well insured, or they're not taking care of their own business, but that's just the way the free market works.
And I'll say
a smart business owner is going to have that insurance, or you know, make sure that, that he's well protected.
I'll say in many cases too that a lot of companies that deal with workers' compensation also get sued, so they get hit twice.
Yeah,
Michigan.
Well,
yeah. Well, what I was just going to tell Diva is that if you pick any industry. For instance, say just the electrical contractors, and you look at it from a historical perspective, what happens is those guys who were in that field, in order to reduce competition, would organize themselves into a governance structure surrounding that area. And when you have an organized group, of course it's going to dominate over an individual at any given time. So they would organize themselves into a governance structure. Once they organize themselves into a governance structure, they begin to create different rules and regulations for that industry. Now, you can look at any industry in America, anyone, and you will not find one that does not follow those procedures and turn into a governing type structure for that particular industry. And most of the industries were doing it to keep people out.
No.
So now here's what we got. What?
No, that's not true at all. It's not. That's not true at all, because I could tell you.
Let me finish my thought, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now what you have is, so you've created these governing structures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that you want to, now other people want in. So what you're saying, now this governing structure has taken on a life of its own. And now it's acting like a private corporation, which is the government, overrunning, overreaching. Now everybody want to do a timeout and say, hey, let's dismantle this and go back to the way it was. Well, you can't do that now.
Yes, you can.
Now you, Alex, show me the industry that did not operate like that. Name one.
I'm gonna go with the one that you mentioned, the electrical,
okay.
And I could speak on it because I'm an electrical engineer. Here's the thing, okay? It's nothing wrong when through free association, when people through free association want to come up with standards. There's nothing wrong with that. When you go to the store,
there's nothing wrong with it.
And when you go to the store and you buy a toaster or whatever, you just want to be able to plug it into the wall. And it had nothing to do with competition. If anything, it opened up competition because by standardizing certain electric codes and things like that, it made it easier for everybody. And especially when it comes to – it decreases their liability when it comes to their insurance. So, yeah, they're going to make sure that they have certain electrical codes because so that they can wire things – properly, you know, so that it minimizes their own, liability just across the board for buildings, for devices, appliances, and create some uniformity so that, you know, now we don't have to have, all these different connectors just to plug something into a wall. Everybody can get electricity, and if anything, look at the cost of electronics. It's only brought costs down and opened up competition in that area. It's actually done the exact opposite because it was the free association.
In Europe. They have an issue. If you can buy a product here and take it over there and plug it up, depending on the country, you might run into a problem because the electricity is not conditioned the same way. You might get, instead of getting 60 cycles, you might get 50 cycles or,
50,
you know,
yeah, Russia,
you might get 70
but
cycles.
But I think you're moving away from
burning
point.
Your stuff up.
Well, I think you're missing the point. I agree with you. But what I agree and disagree at the same time. What happens is you end up with the big players lobbying government to use its force to create rules that have nothing to do with what Alex is talking about, the standardization of things, but they create rules people from coming in.
Okay.
So is that what you're trying to say?
That's why they want Alex to run too far because, of course, I wouldn't disagree with that side of it. But he brought up the electrical engineers. Now, of course, they morphed into, different things. But go back to it at its core, and it will go exactly like I told you. But now, let me ask you a question, man. Who is this damn government?
Nobody
knows anymore.
right. Well, there are elected representatives, but the problem is they don't
represent. Where did they come from?
They dropped out the sky. Yeah.
Well, what are you getting at, Michigan?
You know, but what I'm saying, Michigan, is you'll take a company,
General
Motors.
The people make a government. The bottom line is the people make a government what they want it to be.
But we don't.
It's not the government
itself. But this is what Tracy talks about all the time. We don't force our government to do what's best for us. We allow the power brokers to influence that government. For example, GM goes to my congressman and says, I'll do this for you. You pass this law that says GM has to provide all the trucks for the Army.
Well, let me add this,
who would
too.
Disagree with that, Stick? Nobody disagrees that that's what government has done. That's what it has turned into. It has taken on the private industry, the profit motive. And the representatives are getting the profit.
That ain't got nothing to do with profit motive. That's got to do with what's right. You can still be an honorable man and make a profit.
You just had a show about the representative becoming millionaires when they get into.
Well, but actually, in my opinion, all the representatives should become millionaires because they're getting paid $167,000 a year. So if you sit there for 10 years and you're not a millionaire, you're doing something wrong and you don't know how to manage money.
Well, here's something. Let's go back to the competition thing and how things are done a certain way. We had a technological fight in this country back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, or in the 70s, excuse me. It was Beta versus VHS. Beta was a better format, technically, looked better, sounded better, everything, but VHS won out. The market made that happen until VHS was able to do what they did and create their own thing. But they had competition with each other. The bottom line is every organization that makes up that Beta, that makes up that VHS, all have organizational standards by the people that create it. In other words, your electrical people have standards, and they have organizations that impose those standards. We don't need the government necessarily doing that. We need the people that know what the heck that they're doing it, so that your competition is not only safe for the people to consume, but it also is specific to whatever you're dealing with. Hold on. Okay, there you go. We're almost done at the top of the day anyway, so we're just counting them down.
Hey, Alex, did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you hear? We dropped. The United States is now number 12 in the world for economic freedom, and we were number 6 when the president took over.
Yeah, I read about that.
Nobody's gonna believe it's all Bush's fault. And we've been paring ourselves down for the past 40 years.
This is economic freedom. We're number 12 in economic freedom.
We used to be number 6.
Yeah, when the president took office.
Yeah.
We were number 1 once.
So I'm saying we're paring down. We don't have any. We're losing.
Right.
We're losing.
More taxes and regulation.
Who's
right.
number 1?
It's probably Singapore or something.
Yeah, that's
top
true.
Who are all the states above us?
Denmark, Ireland, Mauritius, Chile, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Australia, Singapore, and Hong Kong.
Chile, wow.
Yeah, Chile is
are those all capitalist economic systems?
Yes. Yes.
They're not capitalistic.
Yes, sir.
One of them.
Chile.
Chile is, yeah.
How about Chile?
Every
is who
single,
we just gave the
no,
every single
thinking.
One of them has
no.
capitalist.
Brazil, you're thinking.
Oh, Brazil, I'm thinking. Okay.
So every single one of us have capitalist economic systems?
Yeah, that's the reason why they're growing.
You know, I would check that. I would let's have somebody do the research on that.
I'll tell you what.
I'm looking at
capitalism is the only economic system that works. I'm sorry.
You can't create
wealth any other kind of
brother.
Way.
Please,
okay.
Brother.
Will you show me one that works?
Hey, Jeff.
You show me one place
what
in the world
wealth?
Where socialism will work, Mr.
What is wealth?
Stace, can you post that on my Facebook page, please, if you can?
Or just post it on Jeff's so we can all look at it.
Yeah, I'll put it on Jeff's. I think you got me blocked or something, Diva.
No, I don't.
I messaged
Diva,
once, and she never got back to
look
me.
At Diva. Diva,
huh?
I can't block
Jeff,
you for three more months.
Jeff, you be down the head, dude. You just like money.
What
I say again, Michigan?
Facebook, Jeff, how do I get to your? I want to see that dress.
Jeff,
oh
Green. Jeff Green. Jeff Green. Right. I'm wearing a white jacket playing a saxophone.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting my page private.
No, you don't. You leave it alone. Don't you do nothing else. I'm blocking you now. That will undo all of me having to wait for four more months to block you. She tore up a party chair, a local party chair here, a Democrat party chair one day. So I had to give her a 6-month reprieve on blocking her off of my Facebook.
Yeah, you count months, like count days. But when y'all supposed to have him on the show? I thought y'all supposed to have him on the show.
Well, we gotta work it out with him. I mean, he's gotta have time to come through. He's been out the country, so he's doing big things. So very capable lawyer as well.
He
I mean, I got
big things for the city of Youngstown and the local Democratic Party. That's what we need to focus on.
Well, you know what? We need to look at what we want to do for that. If people weren't so doggone stupid with their politics, they would think, how are we going to survive these next so many years? You got a president now saying, I'm going to be king instead of a president, and I'm going to write executive order to rule the country. And he thinks that the people are with him, even at 58% right now. So he thinks he's going to be able to get away with that. Midterms are here, and people need to wake up. And I say this to my, especially my evangelical Christian friends that didn't vote for the last so many times. Over 3 million of you did not vote. 3 million of you, if you had voted, it would have changed the election, whether it would have changed for the good or not. That remains to be seen. I don't know. I don't know if the other guy would have been as bad as this or not, because they're of the same ilk. But at the same time, that would have changed an election. You need to pay attention. And even with their oversampling of inner cities and things like that and the poor people and merchandising the poor, we can change the country to a place where we don't have to sit back and take it anymore. Mornings with Tracy and friends, Jeff, Sticks. Sticks, say good night.
Good night, Sticks.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow, same time. We're going to talk about it 9:00 sharp in the morning. We'll be back, and we'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website.